This is PFW in progress.
All right, listen up, guys. It was the night before Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring except the four ass coming in the rear in standard 2x2 cover formation.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Relax. We got everything in this mug, man. Look at this. CD, CB, TV, telephone, full bar, VHS.
Mind if we hear some tunes?
Hey, that'll work.
You got any Christmas music?
This is Christmas music.
Paul Perillo.
It's Christmas Eve. Families, stockings, chestnuts, Rudolph and Frosty. Any of these things ring a bell? Go join the party, have some champagne. You're making me feel like Ebenezer Scrooge. You pull out, Mr. De Niro. Do you think the baby can handle a little sip? That baby's ready to tin bar.
And Andy. And Andy?
I think it's very depressed this time of year. He thought he was God's greatest gift, you know?
Andy Hart.
Sorry to waste your time.
No problem at all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Some guy named Tom.
The machine gun.
Ho, ho, ho.
PFW in progress.
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Okay, PFW in progress.
That's
Tom
my
Casale,
favorite part of
Andy
the show.
Hart, Paul Perillo. Well, you got to be a rocket scientist to be on the radio here. You got to turn 75 different things on. Thanks, Gary.
Okay.
web radio at patriots.com. The phone number is 508-543-7482. It's Jason Hamilton's worst nightmare. I'm hosting. Sorry, I'm going to be butchering your jokes all day long. All right, what's going on? You guys were in the locker room. Anything good happen?
You weren't?
I wasn't doing anything.
Actually, I liked Andy and Tom's observation from the press conference with Bill Belichick. We mean business this week, I believe.
Yep.
No jeans for the coach with his hoodie. No corduroys.
You know, I don't want to see that.
He came out with true coaching garb on today. He was back to Bill Belichick and
said, I quote, "We'll see who's better on Sunday."
We will.
So
no more messing around.
Now, obviously, the topic of the day was the trash talking.
Yes.
Anthony Smith guaranteeing a win, saying he's going to be physical with Moss and Welker, and the only thing they have nothing to lose. The only thing they have to lose is their number one ranking on defense, and they don't plan on doing that.
Now let me ask you, couldn't they be physical with Moss and Welker without telling everyone they were going to be physical with Moss and Welker?
Yeah. Doesn't
do
you any good.
Right approach on the field, wrong approach off it.
Doesn't do you any good to talk about it.
I just don't get it. You know, why do it? What I'm one of those guys like you, Paul, who believes that they win because they're good.
Right.
But don't do it. You know, don't give them any extra motivation. I mean, if this is a tired team, if they're kind of dragging a little bit, this is the type of thing that's going to, I mean, I know they'll be up for the game anyway, but this is that added.
I understand.
That, I mean, why
I agree.
Do it?
It just doesn't make any sense. There's nothing that can be gained from it.
To be fair, this was not an organizational thing.
No, it was one guy.
Clips. James Farrier was telling him not to while yelling from afar and then going.
And James Farrier's got a pretty big mouth, too.
So this was sort of him just saying it.
It also, you know, and from some of the stories that you're reading, you know, it was kind of one of those deals. Yeah, if you want to say that, okay, yeah. We're going to win. You know, one of those deals. It wasn't the Freddie Mitchell kind of nonsense, but it just doesn't make any sense. Just keep your mouth shut and play football. It's just not that hard.
For those of you who might not have heard it, Gary actually has the audio. This is Anthony Smith. Anthony Smith, the Pittsburgh Steelers starting safety. He starts now, right?
We got a guarantee on a win here or guarantee on a good game?
Both, you know. See, why not? You know, that we ain't got nothing to lose and except our number one spot on defense, which we don't plan on doing. So we're going to come out here and make something happen. You know, I have respect for him in his gameplay, but I just treat him like everybody else. I'm going to try to hit him. Him and, what's that little guy, Walker?
Wes Walker?
Yeah, him, he liked to go across the middle a lot, so, you know, I'm going to change that a little bit. And he's a slot receiver. He likes to go, you know, under middle and run those little flares and, you know, bubble passes and under routes. So, you know, once he runs one of those under routes and I can catch him, I'm going to get him.
Shut up.
I'm going to get him.
See, I think the second part is a lot worse than the first part. Because that's disrespectful to me.
Mm-hmm. Call a guy Walker. Texas Ranger.
Well, you know, his
but even you, first of all, forget about what you call it, but that little guy, you know, it was disrespectful.
You know who he is. You've watched film on him. Don't give me that. You know, that's all crap. I agree with Paul.
Either that or Anthony Smith's one of the dumbest four people on the planet.
No, he's he intentionally did that as in an effort to try to disrespect Welker, in my opinion. Well, you know, the first part of it, he kind of was led in that direction by the reporter.
Is it a guarantee?
Are you guaranteeing it here? Is this a guarantee?
This is different wording than quoted other places. So he said it more than once, and I don't know the order of events.
Yeah, I just think that he kind of, he's obviously not a real bright guy. He got led in a direction that he probably didn't want to go, and then he got stuck, and then, you know, pulling the Andy and Paul routine in the corner.
Oh, yeah, mine are big.
Started flailing away, you know? So there you go. But I agree with Tom. It's not going to affect the outcome on Sunday. It's not going to affect the preparation or the motivation, but it certainly isn't going to do anything to help the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I kind of like it, though. I'm sick of these teams just coming in here with their head down. You know, I don't think it's going to work, but at least it's a little bit fun.
Yeah, I just...
I suppose you can look at it that way. How many times we've said...
Dick Geron could say, well, you know, we knew it could get out
of hand. We envisioned a scenario like that with a game
could get out
of hand,
so
I could
have stayed home.
I'm with Paul on this, though. It's not the we're going to win. It's the Colin Welker, the little guy. It's those things.
It was garbage.
Hopefully he backs it up. I mean, who knows?
But he won't.
Yeah, that's true.
Welker's going to catch 12 passes this week. 12. He said it's going to be like Ali when he fought Patterson. What's my name? What's my name? Every time he catches a pass. You know, listen, I can write my game story right now. Just wait for the quotes after the game. I picked the Steelers on the show because I was thinking, okay, they got a good spot here. You know,
well, that's why you're so upset about it, because you picked Pittsburgh. I remember now.
No, I just because I thought they had a good shot here.
No,
and they were
didn't.
In a good spot. I thought they had some of the things that could beat the Patriots, but this kind of changes everything for me. It really does. Anthony Smith, thanks for ruining the game, buddy.
We'll see.
So, Andy's not himself today. I never seen you like this. He's mumbling questions to Bill Belichick. We could barely hear him. Then in the locker room, he virtually attacks a naked
Logan Mankins.
Scared him half to death.
And he starts dropping his pants the second I get anywhere near him, and I go, oh.
Did you have to go flailing away like you had gotten shot in the chest with a...
Unlike some reporters around here, I don't like talking to naked men. I like them to
have
pants
on. But I'm just saying, it's one thing to go up there and say, oh, I'll come back. You like went flailing like you were slipping on ice or something. What?
Just a little out of sorts. A short week.
Never seen you like this, Andy. This ain't algebra class, is it?
I don't know what that means. Plus, I watched Nestor the Christmas Donkey last night.
It's like Ogilvy.
And for anyone who's ever heard of it or seen it, it's a strange, strange
I
Christmas
can't hear
special.
You.
Why can't you? Because your headphones probably went out. Because I can hear me through my headphones.
Yeah,
I
Gary,
sound phenomenal. I sound tremendous.
The stupid donkey. We've heard about the stupid donkey. You know, at least he's not running a slave labor camp like Santa Claus and Rudolph. What do you think those elves are doing? You know they're making 5 cents an hour, that miserable SOB.
I assume they were making nothing. So
that was the better of Tom's rants was yesterday. Went on a good Rudolph rant.
Well, let's look at the facts here. Okay, he's running the slave labor camp. We know that for a fact. Then when Rudolph is young, Santa basically says, you know, I don't want anything to do with you because of your nose. Like,
you're no good because you're different.
Right, you're different. Don't tell this guy black people are allowed to vote. You know what I'm saying? So then when Rudolph's nose comes out in that flying thing that they're doing, he says to Donner, you should be ashamed of yourself. Who are you, old man? You know what I mean? This is what happens when you're under a Nazi regime. These people are scared for their lives. My favorite part is when Rudolph comes back, there's like five people missing. No one's seen him for months. And Santa is quote-unquote concerned because Donner's not there to pull his sleigh.
he's the lead,
Santa
reindeer.
Or Bill Belichick.
And you know damn well he knows about the Island of Misfit Toys. He just doesn't care about them. But then when Rudolph uses them to his advantage because Santa needs them, then he finally goes. And when Rudolph's deformity can finally help Santa, then all of a sudden he's this jolly, happy soul. He's a Nazi.
How about when the elves have to sing for
him? Oh, yeah. They have to sing, and then
needs
he goes,
work.
Needs work. I got to go. Like, what do? You work one night a year. It's the elves
practice
doing all the
this
work.
Rant to get it this good?
He had this off the cuff yesterday.
Oh, I know, and it's the exact same one right now. I'm saying he's memorized this.
I just
in front of the mirror.
It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas.
I have a problem with these Christmas shows. You got a miserable SOB like Santa and Rudolph. Andy's watching a donkey movie that had him in tears when his mother dies. I mean, what happened?
I thought these were designed for kids. And a lot of them really knock you down before they try to build you up.
There's a lot of questionable, kind of scary stuff in those Disney kids movies.
No, I know.
Yeah, but Andy's quote after he saw the Nestor thing, I wouldn't show that to a kid. And I said, well, what was the target audience when they made it?
Now I know why it's, you know, buried on that Family Channel and doesn't make the regular rotation on CBS
and
or whatever.
Friday night, Frosty is on, and I've always been a little questioned, and I always had a question about him. I think he could go both ways.
Oh, for God's sakes.
But I think we have a phone call here. Okay, Shannon. So I think he's from Seattle.
What's up, guys?
Are you from Seattle?
You think so?
What's up?
Can you hear me?
We can. Did you send lunch?
No, I've never sent lunch to you guys.
Thanks. Try it. It's fun.
You don't have to say it so mean like that.
You're I'll about send 2 seconds from getting from you guys. How about that?
You're about 2 seconds from getting blown up. What do you got?
Just living the stereotypical Seattle dream. Got my Starbucks latte. It's raining. It's cold. I'm staring at my PC, listening to you guys. So
good times.
Good times. Hey, that email I sent yesterday about Baltimore and the STDs.
Yes.
Just to clear that point up, Baltimore ranks like in the top five, if not number one, every single year in STDs.
Oh, look at that. Good to know.
Let's just clear that up for you.
I never saw that on SportsCenter. We don't know those kinds of things.
I'm sure you sent that information.
It's internet type of stuff. I'm just sending it out. Oh, okay. But I completely agree with you with the Santa stuff and these crazy little whacked out shows.
Like, yeah.
What kind of crack were they smoking 500 years ago? A fat guy in a red
Well, he's still around, Jim.
You should have heard the rant we went on about the whole Mary and Joseph thing in the press conference.
No, we won't get into that
because we'll offend a large portion of our audience.
Yeah, there's a good chance that we're off the air.
I'm just downright confused about that.
Yeah,
well, I was raised Catholic, but you won't offend this guy out in Seattle if you went on that rant. That'd be actually enjoyable.
Well, yeah. I'm sure we'll hit a few more rants as the day goes on. We might actually talk about football, too.
Yeah, so who are you picking this week, Shannon? Let me guess. Patriots.
Well, to preference that pick, what's the most points that have ever been scored in a game? Because I think they're dropping it this week on the Steelers.
No chance.
Yeah, no chance?
I think you're a week away.
I think the Patriots are going to win the game, no doubt about that. But, I mean, you're talking about setting records against Pittsburgh. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, let's just do an easy way. 45-10. Easy.
Okay.
No doubt. If the line was 30, I'm betting over.
All right.
So. I don't think it'll be that easy.
You don't think so?
No. Well, I think they're going to win. Don't get me wrong. I think the Patriots are a better team, and I think they really are going to benefit from coming home. I think they needed to come home.
Well,
come back home, Andy.
I think the fact it's a regular game during the day and these outlandish remarks that the Steelers are doing is just making me laugh and loving it. And the fact that there's a bunch of Steelers fans out here in the Pacific Northwest, I'm just craving this win. So it'll be nice. But one thing I don't like about Monday night games is that I don't hear you guys till Wednesday, my little friendly friends. Why do you always take Tuesday off after a Monday game?
Well, we didn't really take it off. We were driving home at like 8 in the morning, and then we had to do the TV show at 2. And
we weren't home in time to actually do the show on Tuesday.
Yeah, when I was leaving at 6 in the morning, the girl who does the transcripts came in and says to me, good morning. And I said, well, that about sums it up right there. I'm leaving to go home. We got a couple of emails in. Stefan says, Frosty is a drunk. Read my other email, jerks. I don't know what that means. strippers is first of many. show is better without Fred. If the truth hurts, say ouch. So he says, no Fred. I wouldn't get on Fred today.
I was going to say, listen.
Today's not the day.
Yeah, be gentle. Tom ran into Fred, and apparently he's all frazzled and on the edge.
I said, how's it going, Fred? And his response was, and I quote, not good, not good.
And this,
it was like the father from Wonder Years.
Every once in a while, he gets these days where you just know to stay out of his way. Don't joke with him. Don't kid with him. He'll be back as the best boss in the world tomorrow, but you just avoid him on these days.
Right. And the beauty of us.
Chris Ferreira, you especially, because he's been looking for a reason to fire your ass.
The beauty of us is we've sort of been able to recognize these signs.
Yep.
And I think we keep ourselves out of trouble.
Every once in a while, you got to cover something you don't really want to cover or write a story you don't really
want
to write.
And you can tell when it's something that you really just should keep your mouth shut and do it. Kind of like Anthony Smith. Just keep your mouth shut.
Why are you beating yourself in the head over
because
there?
Because my headphones aren't working. Gary doesn't care.
I brought you working ones.
Where are they?
Okay. I didn't see them. Well, I'm trying to run a show here.
Well, he didn't want to interrupt your 10-minute rant
on Rudolph and
Nazism. I found something more appalling than Santa's Nazi regime in Christmastown. Apparently, at free safety, Ed Reed is leading the Pro Bowl balloting fourth is Eugene Wilson.
Yeah, I know.
Biggest now, joke in all of the world.
I used to use Roy Williams as my example of why the Pro Bowl is a joke, but this is obviously a much better example.
Well, I used to use Chris Hansen, be on the ballot. But at least Chris Hansen plays. It's not something Eugene Wilson can say. They don't give Teddy him a game Bruschi, day uniform.
Teddy Bruschi is one. Vrabel is two. Colvin is third.
He's still Chris on crutches, Hansen so I don't is think one. He'll be making it.
This is from TG and NJ. I mean, that's just, to me, that's stupid. If I was a Patriots fan, I wouldn't vote for Colvin.
Well, and it'll all be rectified, I think, once coaches and players vote.
Yeah, yeah, but it is, you know, it's just really troubling, in, I think, in particular, to see Eugene Wilson, who's missed, what, the last seven games? Six games, at least.
Yeah, maybe, I can't believe, more.
You know? That's ridiculous. Boy, even though he only has like 60,000 votes, it's not like
It's not like he's right
there. Like Brady and Manning have, they're separated by like 5,000 votes, but they have like 400,000 or whatever. You know, it's not like that. But the fact that he is fourth is ridiculous.
Doesn't it seem like numbers are down significantly though?
Yeah.
Isn't it usually like 1. Something million really, is the top guy?
I don't really pay that much attention to that stuff, so I don't really know what to gauge it against. But this year with all the Patriots probe, I mean, usually, you know, at this time of year, it's always crying about the guys that got snubbed. This year, I think the Patriots are going to make up for the, you know, some of the other years where they maybe didn't get as many. I
the guy who gets screwed is like James Sanders. He's the starting safety. He's the best safety on this team right now, and he's not on the ballot. Jimmy.
Yeah, he should be there, too.
Getting hosed. You're telling me if four is Eugene Wilson, that his name shouldn't be 3, 2, or 1?
But neither one of them
using those standards.
But neither one of them have any business being at a Pro Bowl, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Jimmy should be.
We were talking about bench pressing yesterday. Remember the and the guy who
did, Fred really thought that you benched 850.
The guy
pounds.
Who did the 1,000 pounds did it with a bench shirt. So that's what.
Oh yeah, all those records are the bulk of them. Then they have the guys who do it with, and those are numbers are
the
down,
world
like
record.
Can you dumb it down a little bit? What does that mean?
A bench shirt is this ridiculously tight spandex shirt. Many of them use multiples. They layer the
you
and it basically
it, Paul.
Pulls your arms up
it's,
for you.
It's amazing. You can't. You
it
can't
adds like
move.
Hundreds of pounds to your bench press.
Yeah.
Just by putting the shirt on.
Without the shirt, the record is 700 according to Benjamin. It's 700 without and 1,000 with.
I thought you were going to do like the old thing that we used to do in high school, and you know, you like put all the padding and bounce it off the chest.
No, this like pulls you. You can't even move, and it pulls your arms up.
It's the most uncomfortable thing you've ever seen in your life.
You have one though, don't you, Tom?
No, I've had one on before. I've never, but they're expensive to buy. Like sometimes gyms have them, and
I've never had one on.
Oh, they're awful.
I've seen people put them on and need like five people to help them put them on and pull them down.
You just wear the Zubas, right?
No, I don't wear those.
I actually saw somebody wearing those. It's true. I actually saw someone wearing Zubez last week or the week before, and I was thinking that's the first time in years I've seen those things.
Mine didn't make the move to the new home. I think
Tom had the Bengals ones.
I never had Zubez.
like in the early
90s. I actually
90s.
Thought those were stupid right from the start.
Yeah. Oh, they're very comfortable.
I thought they were pretty stupid. I never had a pair.
He also, Benjamin wanted to know our thoughts why so many teams don't seem able to accurately evaluate quarterback talent. Is it simply that the quarterbacks need to be molded properly and that Alex Smith or David Carr or Tim Couch would have been successful if they've gone elsewhere? Does that mean Brady or Romo would have been as terrible as those guys if they ended up in San Francisco, Houston, or Cleveland? I find that hard to believe.
Well, I don't think they'd be terrible, but
they may not
I think
be who
there's
they are.
Good fortune, yeah, in where you wind up, what kind of coaching you get, the system you're in, all of it.
I think it might be the, well, I wouldn't say the number one thing. I think it's a very important factor.
Yeah.
Very important.
I can personally guarantee you that Tony Romo, if he had played,
would be out of the league
career,
already.
Wouldn't even be a football player right now.
He definitely benefited from that. Now, Brady, it was a little over a year, so he didn't have quite as long, but I think he benefited from that, benefited from not having the pressure. When you're a number one, you know, a first round pick, all that money, they have to play you because they paid you all that money. They got to get you out there developing, and half the time it crushes you.
See, I think that's one of the. People never talk about it. They say, well, you benefit from sitting. And the guys that have to play right away. Well, the part that no one really ever brings up about that is the guys that have to play right away, generally you're doing so for really, really bad teams.
Right.
And I think it's hand in hand. I mean, there are some guys like Peyton Manning that overcame it, you know, and Bledsoe to a lesser extent. Obviously never got anywhere near the level that Manning did, but played right away for a bad team and was able to be reasonably productive. Some guys, you know, Tim Couch, maybe he would have been okay if he was on a good team. I don't know. I don't know if he had the ability, quite honestly.
I'll tell you the guy I think it really works with is David Carr.
David Carr got absolutely pounded.
I loved him coming out of college. And
he's going to be out of football
next year. Yeah, he took that pounding, and I remember it was a couple years ago. I saw a game against Detroit. that they lost at Detroit, and he was just staring down his receivers like there would be no pressure. And he would just throw, and I said, you know, that's probably the product of just getting pounded so early in your career. Now you're just shell-shocked.
So picture him having to play right away, but for a team that, you know, like Roethlisberger with Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know, if he goes in and steps in, and now I'm not saying he's better than Roethlisberger because I don't think he is. But if
you never know what would have happened.
But if he steps in behind that offensive line with that running game and doesn't get pounded on for the first 3 or 4 years of his career, maybe he's a productive pro. I don't know. Yep. And maybe he just didn't have it. I don't know.
Another good example would be Jake Plummer, who was a good quarterback, yeah. But Bill Walsh loved him. Mm-hmm. Loved him. So if he ever got, like, in San Francisco and maybe under those guys, maybe he would have been one of the greats. I just think a lot of it has to do with
even if you
go.
Look at him with Plummer, if he had just been drafted by Denver and had his whole career there.
Right.
You know, that first year that he had, yep. You know, none of us really like Plummer that much anyway, but you know, Andy especially. But that first year, he was pretty good. Mm-hmm. That he was a start of it. Now, if he didn't have all that baggage with him, maybe he could have been even better.
Yeah.
But he had that baggage from, you know, so many interceptions and losses in Arizona. I think that's hard to just leave that all behind.
Okay. Shannon says, I've been Craig. Thanks for the blow up, Gary. So, Shannon, we got a couple of Christmas emails.
Yes.
Andy in Sioux City says, I'm never going to watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer the same ever again after Tom's breakdown. Thank you. We have one here about Nestor.
People have seen Nestor?
Hey, well, I'm about to read it. I haven't read it yet, Andy. Hey, guys, I was surprised to hear Andy say he'd seen Nestor the Long-Eared Donkey. What network carried that? I saw it about 25 years ago when I was a kid, and I haven't seen it since. That and Little Drummer Boy have got to be the scariest Christmas specials ever. If I remember correctly, I think the Romans pillaged the Little Drummer Boy's house and might have taken away his family. Good Lord.
Well, there's Romans in Nestor. They come and beat up the guy who owns the donkey and kick him down and take his donkey and don't pay for him. And there was a whole dark side of these
Christmas
specials.
We've done it again, by the way.
Equally
scary.
And I believe
it was ABC Family.
Yes, it was ABC Family.
My wife taped it, and I just assumed it was because they do 25 days of Christmas.
Yeah,
marathon,
they have a whole schedule.
Yeah.
Equally scary, but not as scary as Eugene Wilson being elected a Pro Bowler, may have been the Pats' run defense. Can they correct it versus the Steelers? I'm going to the game, and I'd hate to freeze my butt off and go hoarse, screaming, watching Willie Parker rack up first downs. Taking away the Miami Monsoon game, how does Pitt's offense look? Thanks a lot, guys. Remember, he sees you when you're sleeping. This is Chris from the Bronx.
Willie Parker has not been running all that well of late. The offensive line has not been playing all that well of late. Trouble is, you do have two games in there that were very much related to the weather.
Yeah.
But his average has been plummeting. He hasn't had any big plays. You know, fast Willie Parker, they call him. He hasn't been hitting the big plays. He's down to 3.8, I think, a carry. And that offensive line is supposed to be one of the best in football. You know, Bill talked about Colston. In the addition, called him one of the best tackles they've seen.
Willie Parker's all done.
Given up a lot of sacks.
His career is over.
Has been sacked like 15 times, 20 times in the last few weeks.
And how many more there probably could have been that he avoids?
Right.
Because he's very good at avoiding
sacks.
They
haven't been clicking. You know, part of Smith's quotes was the way we're rolling on offense and defense. I wouldn't say they've necessarily been rolling on offense.
I agree. What about, is it Marvell Smith?
They all
practiced yesterday, yeah. Supposedly.
I'm not sure I'm buying that injury report this week. I think this is another reactionary injury report to the way Bill Belichick does his. This might be a coach manipulating it a little bit.
Now,
it,
how many games has he been out?
Two.
So is that, could that, might have something to do with it, or is it just the
his
weather?
His is a back, so.
I mean the offensive line's play.
That definitely has something to do with it. But Starks has played for them, right, in the past?
Yeah, but didn't he have
Isn't
to
he
change?
A former starter?
Didn't he have to change positions?
Yes. But, I mean, one guy we're all of a sudden going to say Faneca
play. No, I don't.
Faneca is supposed to be a free agent that's going to make, you know, a game-changing lineman.
I'm not saying
they
that means.
Still got boys there.
Look, that average for Parker has been plummeting since. He had three or four big games to start the year, 400-yard games.
Yes.
And he's done nothing really since.
I think it was like 3 of 4 and 6 of 9. Since then.
I think he's all done because Bill Cowher never wanted him to be the every down back.
Right.
He always feared that he would run down. And I just feel he's not a perfect fit for how they run the football, getting
that
many carries his last couple of years.
Right.
And I saw him play a couple of weeks ago, and he didn't look like he had that same spark. You know what I mean?
Fumbles
like,
a lot, too.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see what happens to him in the next year or two. We have someone on the phone. Anthony in Naples. How's it going, Anthony?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Anthony.
No, pretty much I just wanted to talk to you. It seems like you're already on to the Pittsburgh game.
Yes.
Well, that is the game
this
weekend.
We can go right back to the Christmas stories.
And it is Thursday. It's a big game.
I know. You know, the week kind of sped up, you know, because you guys were off on Tuesday, basically. And
another one with the off.
What's that?
I'm just kidding. We didn't get out of here until about 8 o'clock that morning.
Wow, that sucked.
Yes, it did. Sucked even more to come back and shoot the TV show.
Yeah, I hate to bring it back up again, but it was just pretty much I wanted to see how you felt about Baltimore. As in, man, that team, let me tell you, I've never seen a bigger group of immature children on a field, you know, just with all those penalties and then just them barking out in the media. And I truly believe that this is Billick's last year. There has to be a change, I think, in that group.
Well,
you know,
I think there should be a change, but everybody in Baltimore believes because they gave him the extension after 06 and they owe him like $20 million that Biscotti, or is that his name, Biscotti?
Yeah, something like that.
Won't fire him because of the money they'd have to pay him. So based on everybody in the know down there, he's going to be around again next year. I don't think it's a good decision.
I wonder if they maybe, I think that maybe they go and try to make some sort of arrangement with him, that he resigns and maybe they give him something but not everything he's owed. Because I agree with
I agree
with Anthony and Andy that to me was a sign of a guy that's completely lost. I mean, all year long he's had players on his own team questioning his, not only his authority, but his game plans, his play calling, his decision making, basically.
Right.
You can't have that. And then, you know, they have one game that they you know, they get all together, they get all riled up for one big game, you know, let's get the band back together for one last time, and they completely self-destructed in front of a national television audience with the game on the line. I think that's coaching. And if I'm Biscotti or whatever you pronounce his name, I look at that and I say, that's an indication that this guy has lost this team. I have to make the move.
Yeah, absolutely right, Paul. And, you know, this is really why I was calling. I just didn't know because I couldn't find out. What did Rodney say to him on the sideline for him to blow kisses like a little girl?
I don't know what Rodney said to him on the sideline. I had no problem with his reaction, however.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Rodney, I'm sure, talked some trash to him.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think that was his way of talking trash back.
I don't know. I just feel like you kind of have to be like a little bit above it, you know, and just kind of ignore it as a figurehead, you know. Yeah. And I think it just trickled down to the rest of the team.
You're certainly in the majority because that's the reaction of everyone around here is they thought that Billick looked foolish. I just thought it was funny.
I agree. I think you should have some fun. It's a game. I think that was turning the clock back like 20 years where players and coaches, everything wasn't a business. It wasn't so serious. They could just, you know, have fun, talk trash, go back and forth. I like it.
Yeah. Now bringing it to Pittsburgh, and you know, I just like I've been hearing your podcast yesterday. I don't think anybody should panic. You know, granted, we haven't blown teams out with, you know, Philly and Baltimore, but you know, these teams are going to get up. Like you guys always point out, it's their Super Bowl. You know, it's their time to shine. And you know, sometimes you're going to catch the Patriots sleeping. And I was truly impressed that they again, you know, we're able to close it out in the end and win. And I'll be honest, you know, with this Baltimore game, it took a couple of mistakes on their side because I already threw in the towel. I thought they lost.
Yeah, I did too.
I had that sick feeling in my stomach, and I was like, man, you know what? This is it. And I was really bummed out because I wanted to see history, you know? And I was already chucking it in, and luckily, I still got a chance, you know?
Okay, Anthony, thanks for the call.
Good stuff, Anthony.
Biscotti, a crisp Italian cookie traditionally flavored with anise and often containing almonds or filberts. That's a biscotti.
I know it's an Italian cookie, but it's also the owner of the Baltimore
Ravens. It's definitely
Ravens.
Not biscotti.
Is it Biscotti? I mean, how does he pronounce it?
I don't know. Here's the pronunciation. I don't know how to read these things.
Yeah, they're always hard. His first name is Steve, right?
Yeah, and I actually don't even know how he became owner. How did it go from Art Modell?
Biscotti is how he has it here on the pronunciation
Biscotti.
Guide. It's B-I-H-S-H-A-H-T-E-E. Biscotti.
Let's call him the owner of the Ravens.
He's got that Pat Riley slick. I don't like it.
Okay, Josh says 10 Cowboys going to Hawaii so far. What a joke. And then he says, Roy Williams isn't as bad as you say he is, Tom. He's just an in-the-box safety. That tells me, Josh, that you don't watch Cowboy games and you got your opinion from ESPN. Because
why is it a joke that the Cowboys would have 10 Pro Bowlers, by the way?
Because he says, I guess Garrett is a good center if you're 11 foot tall with a decent jump. I don't know what that means. Oh, I don't know.
Thinks he's a basketball player?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
Listen, I can
tell
you.
The Cowboys are the best team in the NFC, right. And if they had 10, I mean, I certainly would expect the Patriots to get 7-8 guys anyway. They're the best team in the AFC.
They both should be sending a lot of team in a bad
they should have
league.
Both
they're the best teams
and the,
in each conference.
And, they're the best teams. They should have a lot of players.
But the Cowboy
going.
Fans are doing the same thing the Patriot fans are doing. There's millions of them, and they're online voting for. Right. There's a lot more players in Garrard who don't deserve to go from the Cowboys who will go. And
by the way, I used to fall into the Roy Williams in the box.
How long are we going to go with this?
But
he misses
two plays in the leagues for 7 years.
The tight end. What game was that where I saw him try to level a tight end and he bounced off like a Super Bowl?
Which one? Shockey?
Remember the one I came
Shockey,
in? It was the most embarrassing. No, it wasn't Shockey.
Who they
it wasn't
play?
Even anybody that good. And then the second was in the box safety when I see a guy
oh,
running
it was the
60
Bears
yards.
It was Desmond Clark.
Yeah, it was Clark. That's the game. And then the in the box safety, I see he and Kem Hamlin letting their back just run through him for a time. I mean,
Ryan
he
Grant.
Is what he is. He's not that good.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be on him if he was good. You know, I loved him coming out of Oklahoma. I thought he was going to be a great player. It's kind of like Lawrence Maroney.
He made a single.
Don't know what to tell you.
I don't know. I'll call it one of the top five individual plays that I've ever seen in college
yep.
football. When he did that to Chris Sims in that big Oklahoma-Texas game.
Sandeep, thank you, Santa, is the subject. thank you, Santa. This show is so much better with a fired-up Tom. Please let us know what else fires you up, Tom. You don't want to get inside my head, trust me. Speaking of being fired up, if you need quotes from opposing players to get fired up for a game, you are playing for the wrong reasons. Having said that, there are enough Steeler quotes starting from the beginning of the year to fire up the Patriots for the next decade. I think even Cordell Stewart and the O'Donnell guy question the legitimacy of the Patriots' wins against the Steelers. My question is, how close are the Steelers to the Jets in the most hated category for the people in that locker room? Pats win 31-24.
I don't know. My guess is they don't hate the Steelers. I think Joey Porter was a guy they hated. I think there were certain guys they hated. I think they can respect the Steelers have been for more often than not good for 15 years.
I think the hatred
years.
Is the Colts. And it's not so much the players
Holy.
There as the organization. Yeah.
I don't think they flat out just hate, you know, I think they hate Poley.
They're
think
not
they,
like me. They don't just hate for no
right.
reason.
Now, Fred, don't confuse Fred with the team. But I think Bill can respect, I mean, defensively, he talked about it today, just running linebackers through, and they're always good. Let's look at some of the guys that are playmakers on the team. Willie Parker, undrafted free agent. James Harrison, undrafted free agent.
They do a lot of
they
things.
They do a
very
great
similar,
job.
Very similar to what the Patriots do. Is they?
I don't know how you can't respect what they've done as an organization.
They do it a little bit more so than the Patriots because they're cheap,
right.
In addition to being good talent evaluators. But they've had, you know, people talk around here about all the different interchangeable parts that have come and gone, and there are millions of them that you, if you wanted to look at. But you look at every single time a key guy in Pittsburgh comes up, I'd say, 90% of them end up leaving,
right.
And it doesn't matter.
Right, and the next guy's as good or better.
You know, they plug in someone else, whether it be a running back like they have with Parker, linebackers. I mean, just listening today to Bill talk from, like, the mid-90s with guys like Greg Lloyd and all, you know, and on, Kevin Green. He didn't even mention LeVon Kirkland and Chad Brown. And, you know, coming all the way now, right up to Joey Porter and James Harrison. I mean, it's amazing how they just, it doesn't matter who it is, that system has been in place for 15, 20 years. And what do you say if it hasn't been broke for the last 15 years?
Right.
You know, don't fix it.
Kevin Green cut his hair yet? Because he told me he wasn't going to cut his hair unless they beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. So I assume he's still growing it. Fraud. Remember when they kept showing his wife in the stands? God, I hated her.
No, I don't remember any of this.
Well, by the way, he cut his hair the next month and said it was for charity. Big fraud. I hate Kevin Green. You don't want to get me going on Kevin Green. That's as bad as Santa.
You better keep eating. I think something's a little out of whack over there.
I think we might need to take a break.
I thought he was a fraud of a football player who
you know what?
Lived
I,
off of everyone.
I somewhat agree with you on the Kevin Green player aspect. I always thought that he had that reputation because of that hair.
Yeah.
Like everybody's, it's Kevin Green, you know. I bet you Fred liked Kevin Green.
Well, he probably was at some point.
He was probably rooting for the Steelers.
I lived in Pittsburgh for a couple of years, and I fell in love with them, and I've always liked them. But I think Bill respects them. I think he respects Dick LeBeau and the defense.
I think he does,
you know,
too.
I think the philosophies in some ways are similar. The importance of the front seven and the secondary is kind of secondary in terms of winning. And don't you
think he likes, like, a good system? Like,
yeah.
Bill has a system in place, and he gets players to fit the system. And I think the Steelers are kind of the same way.
Yeah, I think that
Mike Tomlin respects the system too, because apparently has come in there and done nothing.
Subtle changes.
Nothing. Offense and defense, same.
Someone took a shot at Paul somewhere.
Yes,
I lost it.
Pay attention. You do a better job of keeping those.
Gary will find it for you.
Keep a
fat, bald, pant low. What was it?
What's this?
What did I do?
I don't know.
Steve. What?
Fred does the same thing. What?
I can't hear him.
What's that now?
Steve from Lincoln. He says, "Hey, guys, I was watching that show Till Death on Fox with Robert from Everybody Loves Raymond, and they said the word douche 3 times in one episode. I have to agree with Tom on this one. I've heard that word on many different TV shows that appear on the major networks. I don't see how they could say it if it wasn't allowed. I think when it's used in its proper context, referring to someone as a jerk, it's okay to say. If they can use it on Friends, I don't see why you can't say it on PFW in Progress, especially with some of the things that come out of Andy's potty mouth. Take care, guys,
no
and
question.
Quote Darren McFadden in 08. See, that I've always used that word because I always use it as a substitute for a swear word. I thought it was okay because I've heard it on TV.
I think it's okay.
I think it's okay to use
you
it in terms of
both, I believe.
In terms of being allowed, I think it's okay. I've absolutely heard it.
Call somebody an ass on TV, you can't add the whole to the end.
Right.
I get you. This is from Donald Vega.
What, you really did have to find it for him, didn't you?
This email.
Hey, thanks.
This email is for your esteemed Paul Perillo, who says he doesn't watch some football games that are on TV. What a wuss. What's the matter? You'd rather watch Laguna Bay or Grey's Anatomy instead?
Ooh.
Give me a break.
Not Grey's
Bad
Anatomy.
Bad football is still better than anything on TV. Get with the program, Perillo.
Yeah, Perillo.
And amazingly, that's not the one I was talking about. Someone's making fun of his wardrobe.
Oh, that's a very old email. The one making fun of the wardrobe.
Well,
Brett probably never read it yesterday.
The Ralph Lauren shirt for telling me to go get a Patriots polo and put my objectivity aside or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, guess who's back? Craig from Boxborough. I was going to say, I haven't heard from the Boxborough
guys in
forever.
We haven't heard from him in a
forever.
Long time.
The
either of them. Since
takes
training
a
camp.
Yeah, takes a picture with me. I never see him again.
Craig and Ben, right?
Yeah.
You realize you're a loser and stop listening.
He says, "Hey, Paul, Andy, Tom, and Son of Craft. Haven't emailed in a while since I've been enjoying the Patriots winning, but listening to the show yesterday and the past couple of weeks, I felt I had to email in. These Patriots fans have nothing better to do than complain about Brandon Merriweather and label him a bust. He is a rookie in the middle of his first NFL season. Can we wait until the end of his second season before we label him anything? I think the fact we saw him in the game action means he's picking up the system more and more. And maybe, just maybe, he will start to play a role this season. And even if he doesn't emerge this year, I don't see the big deal. After next year, I would start to worry. P.S. Andy, your changing of the guard piece was very entertaining."
Hey, thanks.
So there you go. Another fan of
Welcome
Andy's.
Back, Craig.
Andy's writing.
I mean, we can give Brandon all the time we need, but if you want to take it as a positive that he got on the field, I'll take it as a negative that he stunk when he got on the field.
And the fact that
flailing is throwing his body,
the fact that he hasn't been on the
like
field.
Like you and a naked man?
He hasn't been on the field very often all year,
and
other than special teams, and I don't think that's a positive sign.
And Rashad Baker has. And
Rashad
I don't
Baker,
think
Eddie Jackson.
Sign.
I mean, there's plenty of guys that.
I like to use the Rashad Baker example because. Because
you just like to laugh at that name.
I just think Rashad Baker should count his blessings every single day that he walks up to this stadium, flashes his card by the buzzer, and the door opens.
Well, we have a ton of emails, and I'm trying to get to them all, everyone, but there's no way we're going to be able to. So if you want to, I'm trying to get everything, but you need to put things in the title like Paul to the Rescue, because either this person's going to take a shot at Paul or he's going to...
That could go either way.
Yeah, so I'm going to read it.
By the way, lunch is on the way also works to get your email read.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
He goes, "What's up, Bill Walshers?" And this time I almost said the other thing. "I was glad to see the Steelers were dumb enough to talk, as Andy enjoys, S-H-I-T, about Sunday."
Did you say that?
I did it on the Felger thing. When
Sugar
I was,
honey iced
oh,
tea.
Yeah.
I was trying not to swear, and I said S-H-I-T.
And Ross dove for the button and said, "You can't spell it either."
What are you going to do? You can't do anything in this world. You know, you try to do the right thing, and it's still not right. Willie Parker has sucked the last few months, and with Davenport out, hopefully we can get well against the run against the Steelers. This game Monday night was so much fun to be at. Same thing about Paul. Ravens fans, see, he bamboozled me. Ravens fans were not as tough as I had heard. Steeler fans are definitely more frightening at home.
I think it's funny that all the Steeler fans here are using the BCS argument that we did not beat Baltimore as soundly as they did and are likely to lose, yet they want to ignore the fact that they lost to the Jets and Cardinals.
Right.
When that comes up,
that is comical.
They revert to the NFL any given Sunday argument.
Or any three given Sundays.
Last I checked, the Patriots have beat all teams, good or bad. Paul needs to get in touch with these guys and tell them they are bad fans because their argument is flawed and illogical. The Ravens fans behind us were yelling the whole game that Brady was gay. Paul, can you form some sort of helpline for this type of misguided fan? When they would yell Brady sucks, I would respond with, I love Lamp, as the two make about the same amount of sense. And that was Josh from Arlington.
You know I love Lamp is, right? From Anchorman?
Oh, okay. I got confused.
I thought that caught you off guard there for a second.
That's good stuff.
Okay. Mark from Halifax. There are some articles out there that speak to the fact that the Patriots are wearing themselves thin in their quest for perfection. Do you believe this to be true? Are the Pats so concerned about remaining perfect that it's wearing this team out? And or are they going all or broke in some of their play calling, being too aggressive?
Well, I think they're getting worn out because of what we talked about in the summer and all offseason. They still have an aging group of linebackers. They still have Rodney Harrison, who's aging. I mean, I think you're seeing some of that.
And they just got finished with a little challenging portion of the schedule where they played three
games
in a row.
That we circled from day one as a tough portion of the schedule.
Sure.
And it's part of the reason all year why I said I thought the Steelers game was the toughest matchup on the schedule, because I thought they'd be banged up. I thought they'd be tired. And while Bill sort of tried to retract his statement, he admitted earlier in the week that they were tired. Now he's going with the factual, by the way. At that time, at 3 a.m. in the morning,
right,
we were tired.
I like that, too. But
well done by him and Bears, I think.
I know what we can do.
We'll just say we were tired.
It was 3 o'clock
time.
In the morning. Of course I was tired.
Right.
But I do think a lot is being made of this. You know, are they wearing out with the pedal to the metal theory? I don't necessarily. I mean, are they trying any harder to go undefeated this year than they did last year?
No.
In anybody's opinion? I mean, I just think that's the way the Patriots approach every game.
But could you argue the other side, that had they pulled off the pedal a little and rested some guys, would they have benefited?
Yeah, I tried to, and Fred yelled at me, if you recall, yesterday.
I stopped listening. Well, you guys were all lathered up in a hurry there. You went the first 56 minutes, and then boom, it was like that.
We never really got lathered up.
Yeah, you were angry.
I was a lot more lathered up at him at the TV show when he asked me if yes or no, and I said, I agree. And he said, yes or no, and I said, I agree. And then he said, yes or no again, and finally had a yell. I agree. That means yes, Fred.
Well, that's just you being difficult, not saying yes or no.
I'm sorry, but if someone says yes or no, and the guy answers no, I agree. I think that's yes.
You started with no.
I think that means yes.
You guys done?
No. I agree.
What's the matter with you over there?
Well, no, I just...
You're done reading that email now, so now you want to get it out loud?
Do any of them say lunch is on the way?
No.
All right, Andy, enough. We're not getting lunch today.
LGDO. Huh? ELGIDIO.
Sure.
I'm going to go with Elidio.
Elidio from Nicaragua. Hey, guys, love the show. I especially love it when Fred gets mad and almost blows a gasket. Great stuff. Two observations
that
from the NFL
classic.
Network. If I have to see Bill Cowher on that Super Bowl DVD offer sniffing and his huge chin bobbing up and down like a
special
cork,
moment.
I am going to lose it.
Special moment.
I agree. No, I agree with you. I'm so sick of seeing that.
I hate that commercial.
Now, if you want to see something even better, when they show the replay of the Cowboys-Steelers Super Bowl, his wife and stupid little daughter are crying after the game, saying, "We still love you, Daddy."
He
That's
loves
even
that
better.
Super.
Do
you ever notice how much he loves that particular Super Bowl?
I just thought it was...
That's your favorite one out of all of them, isn't it?
I thought it was a farce. They showed his family all game long. It was ridiculous. But trust me, if they did that to the Mannings during the AFC Championship game, that we'd have so many emails, we'd have to get a separate account.
But to be fair, isn't that what they do? Wasn't it
Kurt
Warner's wife?
Barry Switzer's married. I didn't see his wife.
Apparently they don't like his wife.
How much do they pay every year with somebody.
And I don't like it every
year. One side or the other.
And
I agree with that.
I don't like it. That's my point.
You know what's missing from the NFL Network commercials? Whatever happened to NFL Replay on the NFL?
Oh, I hate that commercial.
I love that.
Hate it. The only thing I like is when they do after the year, where like they'll say, like, you know, boy, the Saints are going back to the Super Bowl.
I like those.
I love those.
I think the Raiders got to figure it out this year.
The Cowboys are done without Parcells. Also, a question for Tom and Gary. Did you guys meet your wives on eHarmony.com? Love the show. Pats beat Steelers 21-17.
What does that mean?
eHarmony is one of those dating sites.
Well, Why are they asking?
Oh, you knew exactly what it was, huh?
Oh yeah,
interesting.
I didn't use that one. That's too expensive. I'm telling you,
it's a wave of the future. One of my friends, Jimmy Fett. Chubby Jimmy.
Listen, I'm telling
you. Hope you're not listening, Jimmy.
Telling you right now. You just
proved it to me. You're right. You always tell me that I would never say it if I really thought it was true. Thank you very much.
I'm just telling you right now. If we all got divorced right now and went on those, you wouldn't believe it. It's phenomenal. If you guys are single out there, I'm telling you, get on those sites. You wouldn't believe the tale you can get. Because here's the thing. When women start to turn 24, 25, their friends get married. And they start getting nervous if they're still single.
Fiance's got 6 years before she hits that.
That makes them desperate. So you can find some good tale on those things. Trust me.
You're certainly not going to find it on PFW in Progress.
I got to tell you.
We had female listeners for like a week, and now they're all gone. What happened to Cali Girl? What happened to the woman from Washington?
There's no way I would do it. Well, I would have done it then. Before I ever met Beth, but maybe now if I was single and I had no prospects or anything, I might be into it now.
Just so you know,
in my late 30s,
if you were single, you'd have no prospects.
In the 20s, that's the last thing in the world
I would ever do. I don't think I would ever do it. I would feel weird.
Uncomfortable.
Steve,
how'd you get over that?
What?
Like feeling uncomfortable or feeling weird about it?
Do you know who you're talking to?
Good point.
Was she the first one?
No. No, I banged a couple of chicks from the internet. She doesn't know that. Hopefully she's home today. Hopefully she's not listening. She thinks she was the first one.
Good thing this wasn't the Felger show. That phone would be ringing right now, vibrating.
Steve from Edmonton.
Two years ago, I was banging 19-year-old blonde girls.
I almost lost an entire Diet Pepsi with that line.
You may remember the Chuck Norris facts that became so popular a couple years ago. Not really.
The what?
Chuck Norris facts.
Yeah.
Here are some modified facts for Mr. Tom Casale. Some of these are complimentary, some are not. Understand that I have great respect for you, Tom. Keep up the good work.
No one has great respect for Tom.
When Tom Casale does the bench press, it is not the barbell he's pushing up, but the world he's pushing down. I don't understand this game. Sorry, Steve. These games are becoming more and more complicated.
I think you need to know this Chuck Norris thing, and right. I don't think any of us is familiar
with
it.
Yeah. See, we like true or false.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. We're not the smartest
group. Speak in monosyllabic terms. Grunt if you need to.
Now, Andy, I shouldn't put Andy in this crew. He has seen a debate.
Yes.
Which is,
I've seen two. One Democratic, one Republican.
I've seen debates, but not too many.
I saw that Edwards guy, he did a commercial. He told me that he was going to give me health care by 2009, and if not, he was going to take all the politicians' health care away. That sounds like a plausible idea. I'm voting for him. I mean, granted, I would love that for that to happen, but could you imagine going on TV and saying it and expecting some idiot to believe that that's what he's going to do?
Plus, it's sort of irrelevant, isn't it? Because aren't most politicians like 100 millionaires? So they don't flash the insurance card.
Yeah.
They hand the woman at the desk at the hospital $1,000
and then
and say,
they would
just cover
they
me.
They would just tap them on the shoulder and say, John, we're the ones that make the laws.
Right.
You do nothing, really. Hey, guys, just wanted to comment. This is Keith. Hey, guys, just wanted to comment on what you guys said yesterday about the Pats players and fans complaining about the refs and the mugging of the Pats receivers and sometimes even mugging the Pats. This title is Get Your Facts Right, Paul. Defenders, Asante. Now, I think it was Paul who said, we won Super Bowls with this physical style of play on receivers.
Actually,
yes,
that was Andy.
This is true. However,
where's this going? I'll let you know in a minute.
However, there is now a no-contact rule that
there
is supposed to be enforced.
There was then as well.
There was then
but
as
lacks
well.
Consistency. If one of the pass defenders or receivers breathes on an opposing team, they get flagged, while the Ravens and Eagles get away with mugging 95% of the game. This is the difference between now and then. Pats players like Brady, when he spoke out on WEEI, have every right to complain. If other teams are allowed to be physical, so should the Pats. Pats, no double standard needed. Great show. Thanks.
How many times the Patriots get called for illegal contact or pass interference Monday night? Thanks.
None?
Thanks.
And the rule was never changed.
Where was the inconsistency?
The rule was never changed. I don't understand. They put a more focus on it, right. An emphasis, quote-unquote. Rule was always there.
Yeah, the rule was always there. But my only point that I was trying to make, and I wasn't saying anything about the Patriots Super Bowls. That was Andy, by the way.
I think they won that way. Now they're on the other side of the coin, and they're whining.
The only
like
point
Wayans.
I was trying to make is what Baltimore did. They absolutely were being physical with the Patriots receivers. There was they got called a lot, and they got others that they got away with. That's the only thing that I was trying to say was I was really surprised that the last one with the game on the line, they threw the flag, because generally in my watching of the NFL, they don't make that call. I thought it was a penalty, and it should have been called. It was a penalty, but I was surprised that they made the call, because generally, like in the 2003 AFC Championship game that Andy brought up yesterday, that play with Roman Pfeiffer on Marcus Pollard, generally they put the flag in the pocket and make the guy make a play.
And you know what?
And I have no problem with
Deep
that.
Deep down, I think Bill thinks it's a smart approach to take against his team. I think he approves with it. I think it's good coaching. I think that's what you have to do. Be physical with these receivers.
Yeah.
Take them out of the game. And from Bill's perspective, you hope that it doesn't cost you, that you score enough points, you get a divide. But I think he knows they're not going to throw it every single play. It's just, it is what it is.
Okay, I'll take one more email before we go to a break. Again, sorry, we have just a ton of emails, trying to get to as many as possible. James from England, he says, I haven't emailed A-Team and Tom. I don't like the sounds of that, James.
I like that.
Well done, James.
I like the sound of that.
Here I am, you know, picking your email, and this is what I get. Haven't emailed in a few weeks, but felt compelled to email as there hasn't been enough argument, so I came up with a game that I hope will get Fred's blood pressure up. Well, Fred's not here, but
his blood pressure is up.
But my first important reason for emailing is to let Paul know that although it's getting close to Christmas, and his wife is no doubt telling him that he never wears the top she made for him last year, that's no reason to wear it on Patriots Today. I mean, come on, you even made Brian Lowe look good. You're still by far the best member of the PFW, but my guess is your dress sense is the worst.
Really?
Okay, I guess I'll go along.
I got to tell you something. I've taken a lot of shots on this show. That one really bothered me. That one hurt.
Yeah, I'm not happy with James either, but we'll go on with his stupid game.
What's the matter with my clothes?
Five questions that you have to decide who has. The worst taste in music.
Who has the worst taste in music?
Yeah, out of the PFW crew.
Gary. He just happens to play it for 68,000 fans every Sunday.
I don't know.
He just not.
I'm going to...
Fred.
You know, I'm going to go with
I'm
going to go with Andy here because he bought a record of some stupid childhood song.
It was great. Morris the Moose.
Okay.
All those guys. Roly Poly the Polar Bear.
What was the first song you downloaded to your iPod?
Ice Ice Baby. Well, that's a classic.
All right, it's up in the air now.
That's a classic.
Millions of people bought that song, not his stupid,
Ice Ice Baby.
Moose song. The worst taste in women.
Oh, that's not fair.
No, not counting our what, just overall, like, you know.
I have a feeling this is going to be me for a certain person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. You should have brought that up.
I got to vote for myself, I guess.
Nothing that we can talk about on the show without offending anybody.
Hands down the winner, Andy Hart. The worst dress sense. Now, that's a clue.
Evidently, it's me.
I'll go, Paul.
I think it's me. I couldn't, no. Who are we kidding? Fred Kirsch.
Yes.
Walks away with this one by a mile. See, we're so bad we put ourselves in there, but Fred, he gets that one by a mile.
My mom has voted in that one, and she says Fred Kirsch, disheveled every TV show.
I was going to say, not only he doesn't dress with nice clothes, but he doesn't wear them properly.
And he even knows it now. The other day, remember, he goes, what do you think of this shirt?
Yeah, you knew it. The worst penny pincher, Chris Ferreira by a mile.
Can we include him in the family?
Well, sure. None of us are really cheap.
No.
So you have to put Chris Ferreira. I mean, this
and the
guy,
fact that none of us has two pennies to rub together in the and none of us is cheap. That's saying
Chris
something.
Chris says he doesn't have any money yet. He's buying a $1,000 canoe,
and we know Fred was eliminated automatically when it came down to money and chips. I mean,
yeah.
Gary, if it had to be one of us, it'd be Gary who steals Sun Chips and bring them home to eat for dinner.
Generally, our MO on the road is to get out of the cab while Fred's still in there and just to say thanks, Fred. So Fred pays for the cab.
I had to pay for one last.
So he's not cheap either.
The last one, the worst annoying habit.
Worst annoying habit. I'm going to go with Eric. I don't know what it is. He just annoys me.
I know who's the most annoying.
Yeah, breathing. Is that me?
Yeah.
I think we all have pretty annoying habits.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we all do. And before we go to break, we have Chelsea's on the horn. Chelsea.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, how was let me
I
ask
think
you.
I want to leave Tom and Chelsea alone for a while.
How was your How was your Thanksgiving? Did you get stuffed?
Yes, like two times.
Hey, how you doing?
You guys are done.
Well, Gary has a sound bite. So what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Chilling. I just haven't called in a while, so I figured.
Yeah, we noticed. We thought you stopped listening.
Ever since you stopped calling, the Patriots have been in all close games.
Oh gosh, maybe I need to call more.
Yeah. What do you think of the Steelers game? Who's gonna win? You nervous?
Patriots, duh.
By a lot?
No, I don't know by a lot, but I am kind of nervous. Just because even Moss said it, they're a little tired and beat up. So coming from the players, that's not too, convincing.
That is not a good thing if they're admitting they're tired at this point.
So Chelsea's nervous. Fred Kirsch is nervous. This is not good.
Maybe the writing's on the wall. Maybe there's a loss on the horizon.
Chelsea, who's your favorite?
No, there's no loss. Shut up.
Who's your favorite Patriot?
Rodney Harrison.
Oh, okay. Is that because he's mean?
Me too.
Huh?
Is that because he's mean?
No, he's hot.
See, I would have gone.
That's not the reason he's my favorite Patriot.
See, I would have thought that if he had said Brady, I thought you were going down that road, but you kind of threw a curveball and said,
a way to break those stereotypes
Harrison.
That women just watch for the tight pants.
You're doing a hell of a job for that women's movement there, Chelsea.
I had to get a ticket signed, and the cop, I had a Patriots belt on. He was like, oh, we don't help Patriot fans here. The sheriff told me that.
Really? So you got a ticket?
Oh, a fix-it ticket. It was a while ago, but he told me that, and then he asked me if I watch it just for Brady, and I was like, no.
So you're a real fan, right?
Yeah, I listen to you guys.
I was going to say, that pretty much puts her in the real
fan
category.
You listen to us, you're a real fan. Now, don't be afraid if you want to be a big fan. Don't be afraid to send us lunch now.
Yes.
I mean,
women are eligible to send us lunch.
Oh, we are? Okay. Yep. I don't get gifts?
I'll give you something. we'll talk about it later.
And your little personal emails you guys have back and forth.
Calm down. Thanks for calling in, Chelsea. I'm glad you had a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Take
have
care.
A good weekend.
See you, Chelsea.
Okay. And
good news is if Allison win the long ball drive today.
Good news is if Allison's listening, you're gonna have a long discussion over dinner tonight.
Yeah, we'll have something to talk about tonight. Gary, let's take a break.
My wife calls me Hot Rod.
He's been a three-time champion, two-time Super Bowl MVP, and kicked off 2007 on a record pace.
Three touchdown passes in the first half.
Now, Tom Brady has signed official Patriots mini replica helmets, and you can get one free. Exclusively from the New England Patriots, this authentic mini helmet comes complete with chin strap, face mask, and Tom Brady's autograph. Perfect for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots extra points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card and a free official mini replica helmet autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact, too. Autographed mini helmet limited to those making a qualifying purchase. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we gotta go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats! Woo! Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo! And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
Well, it's that time of year again where Sunday means you're doing something football. Whether it's tailgating in the parking lot, throwing the pigskin around, or just hanging in and watching the game on the tube, it's all about football. And when you're not watching football or playing football, well, I think we both know you're thinking football. And all that can make you a little hungry. That's why there's the tasty snack wrap from McDonald's. Snack wraps now come in your choice of three flavors. New Chipotle barbecue, honey mustard, and ranch. And they're available with grilled or crispy chicken. Delicious and easy to eat. It's the perfect game time snack. So grab one today. And when you do, if you're looking at that chicken select and it kind of reminds you of a quarterback in the middle of the pocket, except now he's surrounded by cheddar jack cheese, ranch sauce, and lettuce, well, maybe you're thinking just a little too much about football. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Okay, back at CFW in progress. I have returned.
We're worried about you, Fred.
It's been a hell of a day.
I know. Tom saw you. And
what's going on?
He didn't paint a very pretty picture.
The F-bombs were flying out of my office this morning.
Does it in any way involve us and us no longer being
employed? What's the gabagoo? She's like, there's no gabagoo. He's like, there's no f***ing gabagoo.
Can you answer?
What?
Does it in any way involve us and not being employed in the
it
future?
It could.
I don't like the sounds of that.
Everything I do comes down to whether or not you
guys
will be
employed. Yes, we know. That's why we're worried.
That's not good Christmas talk, Fred.
Don't worry.
Charging half my presents. I'm going to be able to pay them in January.
I won't do it till after the new year.
It's bad enough I had to be on the phone for a half hour last night with Brian Morey.
I don't
need any bad news.
Oh, that was good.
I don't care either way, Fred. I had a good run.
I called him. I had a good run.
Did you guys mend your ways?
I'm not so sure he thinks there's anything that needs to be mending.
Well, that's typical conversation between the two of you.
Exactly.
But he got his hands on so many balls.
All right.
Right. Let's move on.
Let's get to pick time. Although, unless in case you guys want to fill me in on what all the stuff I miss, I was kind of hearing the show from a distance because I think Chris had it on. Chris Ferreira, the webmaster.
Oh, we have to call him.
And I heard a lot of laughing and a lot of screaming and yelling.
There was no screaming and yelling. We had a very lighthearted first hour.
We bounced back
and
forth, as we always do, between football, Christmas specials, bounced around a little bit.
Anything good I need to be up, you know?
Well, you know all about this Anthony Smith nonsense in Pittsburgh, him guaranteeing a win and making fun of Welker and all this stuff.
Right. We went a step further, Fred Kerr style. Last week, Bill wore corduroys one day, jeans another day, the press conference. We didn't like the looks of that. This week, he's back in his gray cut-off sweatpants, his game pants.
I don't ever want to see Bill in pants.
He's taking it serious.
It's bad enough on the plane when he has a suit on.
That was a good sound bite you could use, Gary. I want to see him in his beat-up old sweatshirt and those short pant things, whatever he wears, those sweatpants. That's what I want to see.
Freeze.
Okay.
And we didn't talk about this, actually. This is the first time discussing this. Paul Perillo.
Looking good.
What do I do now?
And Asante Samuel, suddenly best friends.
Really?
Asante Samuel puts his arm around Paul's neck and shoulder, and they walked about 50 feet in the locker room. And
I always thought Paul was a gold digger. Because Asante Samuel's about to become very, very
rich. Why is he putting his arm around you?
I don't know.
Eric, you. No one likes me.
Well, you finally realized it.
No, I mean, I knew it, but.
Well, you got your guy. Bubba.
Yeah, thank God for him.
But what were you guys talking about, Paul?
I was just asking him some questions about potential Pro Bowler. I was going to do a story on there's three or four guys, I think, that have a really legitimate chance to go for the first time, and if it meant anything to him and stuff like
that.
And
so then he hugged you?
No, he hugged him the second he got near him. I walked up to him, and I said, do you got a minute?
Kind of like some blonde with Kelly Washington.
And he goes, did you request me? And I was thinking to myself, not really, but yeah. And he turned, and he goes, well, come on, walk with me. And he put his arm around me like we were like best friends.
Wow.
Which the funny part is I'm pretty sure that you could put me in a lineup and say, what's his name? And he'd have no idea.
Well, I think you could put everybody in a lineup and he wouldn't have any idea.
Well, I wasn't necessarily making fun of myself.
You know what I was thinking the other day? I'm sorry to just I was thinking about this the other day. I needed to.
I told him he was making me uncomfortable.
You know how we sit around and we talk, oh, this guy's a good guy, that guy's a bad guy, and blah, blah. I'll bet you these players do the same thing with the media.
Sure,
like they
do.
Sit around and
isn't that life?
Yeah.
Don't you make a judgment about something they think about us at all?
We think that they don't like us or don't know us, but I'll bet you they do. Not necessarily me because I'm not down there.
I think more people would know us than we think.
Right.
Than less, but I don't necessarily. I agree with Ian. I don't think that they waste too much time thinking about.
I think
who's
the only
a good guy
they know about
guy.
Us you know is we're on the plane.
This is something
we have an ID that may or may not allow them to get in the locker room when they're locked out because they always ask
Morris. Well, I've
Who
asked you.
Sammy Morris is the latest, but we've crossed that 10 times in the last couple of years. They always say, can you let me in here? Can you let me in this door? Hey, no, I can't.
You know what? I got to start kissing butt better, like Andy with naked Logan Mankins. Did you read the story I wrote about you, Logan?
Did you really do that?
Yeah,
him and Eric.
That's terrible. Eric does it all the time.
I learned from Eric.
Kyle,
all these players love Eric.
That's what Eric does on his features.
He sucks up to him.
Afterwards?
It works.
Yeah.
Yes, he goes, did you see it? It works.
I've never done that once in my life.
Yes. I did it for the first time today, and I might continue.
And it works. It definitely works.
It definitely works.
I've seen guys come up to Eric. That was
great. Yeah, but what happens when it's not necessarily a flattering article?
I won't say, did you see it?
I was just saying that. That's pretty easy.
I feel uncomfortable going up to somebody and saying, hey, look at me.
Look at how good I am.
Yeah, you're looking for praise.
Yep,
the only
it works.
Time, like, when, you know, back in the day, Ted Johnson once came up to me and said, hey, thanks for writing what you wrote. And I said, you know, I'm just calling it like it is. But I've never, like...
I doubt that. It must have been a very good story.
No, I was just talking about...
But I'm just calling it like it is.
The last time you,
you
called it
like it is.
You guys
are great.
Well, I don't expect a guy to thank me for something that I wrote, you know?
No. I also don't
have a problem if they challenge you either.
No, exactly.
And we've been challenged before.
Yeah, that I like.
Ty Law challenged me on something before.
Yeah, if you got problems with it, we
want to
hear
This is all I want. I've been to Texas Stadium. I got married. I graduated college. I did everything
did
I
you?
Wanted. Yes, I did everything I wanted.
That was his 30-year plan.
There's one thing I got left, and then I can die peacefully. Well, it won't be peacefully. But
yeah, there's no chance of that happening.
I want Bill to give me a Tom. I got to get a Tom. I don't know how to do
You've
it.
You've never had a Tom?
Never. No. I don't think he knows who I am, where I am, what I do.
But I think that these players, but they know
Tom's
who you are. They know that guy. That guy over there with the short haircut.
That Maroney saying, is that the guy that just wrote that thing about me?
They know. I'm telling
you. The guy that once you read to the second to last paragraph, you're fine.
Maroney says, there's the guy that writes about the Walter Payton drill all the time.
Anything that is about or affects their livelihood, they know about it. Like
yeah,
you
I
would.
Agree with Tom, sure.
You would.
Oh, I'd read everything.
Exactly. If you were a player, wouldn't you know Paul walking in? Oh, there's that.
They know who we are from the plane and stuff, like Andy said.
But they also know you from
you.
The locker room.
I don't think they care.
But they don't. I don't think they care.
Oh, I think they do. I think they care.
But you know,
does this come from something? Do I need to ask you that question? I always ask when you have these ideas.
No, I'm just
the proof of that. Fred is right though about that. They're aware. Is remember Steve? I told you the story about Steve Israel. He was a cornerback here for a while, Tom, back in the late '90s.
Played for Notre Dame.
You know how small that type is when you guys type in the penalties?
Yeah.
It's microscopic. He says, I don't usually read the paper, but I was skimming through PFW the other day, and you guys had me for one extra penalty than I have.
You got to be kidding me.
I swear. My two sons died.
Izzo's done it, too.
I swear on my soul.
You got to be kidding
me. Izzo questioned the penalties. Oh, no, the special teams tackles 1 week. That's what you know the little cumulative box you do? 1 week we hadn't updated it with coaches' statistics, so his number was lower. And he said, what's the deal? You know, the coaches have me for this, and you guys only have me for this.
So the one time where I couldn't read what, like, Kyle, I think it was last year, what Kyle wrote, and I just made up the penalty, I said to myself, nah, no one's going to read this.
The player could very well read it.
Yeah. That's amazing. That's what they saw was that penalty box. Yeah,
I've been challenged like 3-4 times maybe, and it's never about something like you said this guy stinks.
No.
It's always some random throwaway line in a story that they
Richard
pull out.
Seymour.
Right.
Richard Seymour, Adrian Clem, when I
tell you. Tully Banta Kane.
It's these little teeny things.
I guess I just report the
facts. Now, add to the.
Oh, you're a Punani.
Add to the fact that, yeah, they
speaking
are human,
which,
and it's human nature to know who you have
so
to deal with.
Me.
This is a team that stresses preparation, knowing your enemy, knowing your opponent, blah, blah, blah. They know who we are.
Okay.
They know who
we are. Knowing who we are is important. That's why we have to call Chris, because people want to know who he is. So we need to have him on the show for a second. Gary, give him a call.
We have time to do that today?
Yeah, real quick.
Chris Ferreira?
Real quick, yeah.
1-4-3-9-0-1-9
Give him a call. Just so we can introduce him to everyone, because we always
do
talk
it live,
about
just in case that's not the number. That'll be funny, too.
I was going to say he's actually reading the number out, hopefully.
1-4-3-9-0
That's not the app. That's the extension.
Oh, I know.
Oh,
really,
you got to dial 508.
You just threw the Da Vinci Code out there. I'll never be able to get it now.
All right. Actually, I think he gave out my extension.
Eric's here. The leg.
How are you, Frank?
Oh, God. Jeez. Anything to report?
Gary.
What do you got out of the...
Wait a minute.
Phone's
minute.
Ringing. Phone's
echo,
ringing.
Echo.
Phone's ringing. Oh, he might be in the lunchroom.
They gave away...
No.
Free food today.
I was going to say they're free stuff.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Chris Ferreira.
No. Sorry.
God darn it.
Does anyone in this place ever at their phone?
What kind of
ever?
Hey, who did you try to run out there?
Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
We'll try him tomorrow. We'll try him tomorrow.
I don't even know where Ken Flanders sits anymore. They sent him out to Siberia.
I keep walking by his office.
Not a lot to report. Everybody was there?
I saw him. Well, before you, I saw Flanders.
Yeah. This is more important.
You saw Flanders. You hold off on that practice update.
I thought he was going to say, go ahead, Eric. I'll tell my guy. I saw Flanders in Paul's office the other day, and Paul's like, look, Ken, I really need to get back to work. Can I just stay 5 more minutes? It's so cold.
I was actually writing SBFWs and he wouldn't leave.
I hope it's Flanders.
All right, Eric the Leg is here and he's got the practice report brought to you by, I don't know. We need to get a sponsorship.
We should get a sponsorship for that.
Scalavino.com.
The Pink Flamingo. I'm not going to pay for my own sponsorship.
Well, right now,
no, that's for sure.
For the time being, it'll be Scalavino.com.
Okay, great.
Is it .net or .com?
No, .com. You got it right.
.com.
Yep.
Scalavino.
So, Did you sell one of those paintings yet? Relax.
No, he hasn't. Jesus.
Everybody was there.
I can answer that.
Everybody was there.
Everybody was at practice. Black shirts went to 3 players.
Billy Yates.
No.
Damn.
Eric Alexander.
Oh.
Wesley Britt. And Matt Gutierrez.
I get Eric Alexander was playing the part of James Harrison.
Probably.
Just so you know, that's what they're doing now.
Oh.
Dumas.
Oh, this is for last
Maybe Ray Lewis.
Although here's an interesting...
Bart Scott.
How would they give him out for the Steelers game when
it hasn't happened yet.
Garrick's got stuff
to say. Anticipation for a week of hard work. See, there I would have went, Fred, shut up on another day.
I'm going to just,
Now, Ryan O'Callaghan, second year right tackle, wears number 68. Correct? We all agree on that?
Yes, okay.
He was at practice today with a 59. A red number 74 jersey. For some inexplicable reason.
He's going to play defensive line now?
Red 74.
Either that or he's become a quarterback. Who knows?
Is Billy Yates 74?
He
is.
That's
what I was thinking.
He is. And
remember they did that with Hannah?
Is he injured?
They gave Rohan Davey a John Hannah jersey because he was fat and out of shape.
Yeah, I do remember that.
But it had O'Callaghan will qualify probably as, and especially since I saw him get on the scale and it said 330, and I went, oh.
But
they don't like him.
Bizarre.
74 red.
And now when we were in the locker room, I saw him.
That's Chris Sullivan.
That's right, for those of you who remember 10 years ago or whatever that was.
That's Fred's ballpark right there.
We were in the locker room, and he was sort of, like, he sort of, you know how the equipment guy comes around and puts the yellow pennies in the lockers for the guys who are on special teams? He put the red jersey in O'Callaghan's helmet. And O'Callaghan went up and, like, pulled the thing out and was, like, looking at it. Sort of befuddled, and Lonnie Paxton looked over at him and was like making fun of him, like, oh, you're injured, we can't touch you, blah, 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 but like was kidding about it.
Well, it could be an injury thing.
Well, but I don't know. Usually when they have the red jerseys when they're injured, there aren't any numbers on them. So that's what just kind of threw me off a little bit, was why that might
be.
But, well, anyway.
The mystery of the red 74.
Willie Colon is the Steelers.
What's wrong with your colon?
Hofstra, right?
Loose, spastic.
Oh, yeah.
Hi ho.
Huh?
Hofstra?
Who gives a rat's ass?
Okay.
They worked on kickoff
Hofstra
returns
from the Bronx
while we were there.
Kickoff returns.
Number 17, Chad Jackson, getting some run.
Okay.
Back there a little bit, alternating with Ellis Hobbs.
Okay.
That's about the extent of what they let us see.
How were they stretching? Right. Good.
Can we hear about Flanders?
Good stretching.
Wow. No, you get no respect.
Wow, look at
how
mad he
is. On the phone right now is Salt in Orlando. How's Pepper?
She's doing okay.
Great.
How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Joke. What happens if you break up with her? Do you lose the nickname?
I probably always have to keep it, I guess.
Yeah.
It's who I am.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
You know, McLovin, I am McLovin, or I am Salt, I guess.
We haven't seen that movie yet.
Well, you guys need to get with the times.
Well, it's not out yet. It just came out. What do you want us to do? We didn't go to the movie theaters. We're not 12.
He's all mad.
He is. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go to the movie theaters to see Superbad. Jesus.
It's okay, Tom. I still love you.
Wow.
Oh.
Tommy, you've been a little on edge today?
Or? Oh, yeah. He's got an itchy trigger finger today.
Wow.
My friend.
Don't bring up Rudolph.
I was just going to say. Ixnay.
No, I heard the movie was good, so I look forward to watching it. I just, I'm waiting for it to come on where I can get it.
I was listening to yesterday's show, and I just had to call in real quick. You had a guy from Melbourne, Florida, call and talk about a bunch of crap. That guy should go kill himself, so don't listen to him.
Wow, what was he saying that got you mad?
He's talking about you guys bring the show down, you try to keep it clean, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
I like the British comedy. Well, right. Screw the British.
Right.
That's not funny.
Right.
You guys are great. And you guys talking a lot about Maroney lately, and I'll give you my 2 cents quick. He'll make a good poor man's Kevin Falk someday.
I agree.
Wow.
Sounds
good. I think you can put him in the bus category if that's what happens.
All right, so guys, take it easy.
Okay,
all right,
Salt.
See you next Tuesday.
Take care, Salt.
Thanks for adding some spice to the show.
Okay.
Hey.
We need that drum thing, like Andy said.
Where did we hear that?
It was on
the Stew Stew show.
Yeah.
The Two Stews.
The black version at Hans and Franz.
Oh, yeah?
They stole our gig.
Yeah, they did.
No, go further.
It's called a rim shot, just so you know.
You know something about rim jobs.
Yeah, the rim.
Rim shot, idiot.
Yeah, don't say douche.
All right, here we go.
He's unbelievable.
It's not even Friday.
Wait a minute. You're the one who went running up to a naked Logan Mankin.
Yes,
I ran away from him.
I ran away from him.
Wait, running. I know people can't see this, but
oh, thank
Eric,
God.
Didn't he do this?
He did.
Yes,
he
exactly.
Did. He had to stop from running into
Logan
Mankin's
backside. So,
Mankin's
when you played at Dartmouth, you had your own little separate shower stall. Is that what it was?
Evidently, because
no.
He talks about that a lot.
He's very insecure.
Good Lord.
He has a lot of insecurities. It's not the same using a dressing room with other people as it is me being fully clothed and them being naked.
Back then, I wouldn't want to see Andy. I mean, could you imagine him with
what
that big upper body?
I'm not really looking
forward
to it today.
With those chicken legs.
Oh, gross.
Pre-steroids?
Gross.
I agree with you. But
do you ever
see
his legs?
Today,
they're like a little bit bigger than Samari rolls.
But I don't wear spandex. Like Will Perillo.
Will Perillo doesn't wear spandex.
Now he's taking shots at Paul's kid to get it away from him.
And I've warned him, about this already.
Yeah, that's
at least
not
keep
right.
it in the room,
that's
for
not
God's
right.
sake.
Will Perillo.
What's the matter with you?
That's not right. All right, Paul.
What?
Is it time for picks?
Already?
It's 20 after one.
We have no more emails?
Fred gets very worried that we're not going to get
it in
time.
I don't know why.
Last
we've
time
never
we
run
were
out.
Right on the button.
We've
but
never
we
run out of
who
time.
Who cares? And all the other games we can say, Bills, Redskins.
Yeah, but we've got a full slate
all right.
this week.
Really bad.
We had a full slate last week.
We got a full slate of games.
Really bad week for the boys all around.
Yeah.
Let's see. The winner, Andy and Tom at 10-6.
Yes.
I was 9-7. Eric was 8-8. Fred was 7-9.
Told you were going down,
boy. Boy. What are you, officiating NFL games
now? It's a new
now?
Thing now. We call people beneath us, boy.
I'm
not sure it's
I'm
new.
That's
why they had the
problem with it.
With the number, it was even worse.
Ugh.
I was the best with the number at 7-9. Andy, Tom, and Eric were 6-10. Fred was 5-11.
Oh, Freddie.
You know, I went into that week thinking, this is going to be good. I feel good about these picks.
So, hold on a second, Paul.
It's tougher,
hold on a second.
Though.
I have a question. You guys said Andy and who went 10-6?
Andy and Tom.
Me.
Andy and Tom. That's without the number?
Yes. Yep.
So you guys don't pick the same games that you pick for the newspaper, obviously.
No, we
don't. I don't even remember.
I
don't
make
a
list.
We
almost
never
do.
We don't
keep a list. Okay, no, I'm just curious.
Just so you know, if you ask me 2 hours from now, I'd probably pick different than what I pick right now.
When he runs down those games, I couldn't, like, unless it's a real obvious pick,
right.
Yeah. I don't know who. Like, if it's a down the middle one, I don't remember who
I didn't.
So it's a new one every time.
I didn't do the same either. I was different, too. And the other thing, too, is on Sunday night, there may have been an injury that I didn't know about when I made the pick
for
the game in the paper.
Is Sunday night at 4:30, I'm not really banging out like my best picks.
No, I was just curious because
when Paul,
I don't have a spreadsheet like you.
When I take a second go, and I hear Paul like tapping in his office. That means who do you want?
No, usually what I do is I type in the team I think you're going to pick. I don't
is
know
that
you
why you retype sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can't tell when I ask you like the next game really quickly. That means I already
I thought you cut and pasted like from the other side, and then you retype.
No. Right, so anyway, the season standings have tightened up a little bit because Eric is choking. 127-65 for Eric.
On what?
124-68 for me. 123-69 for Fred and Tom.
Am I coming?
And 120-72 for Randy.
Easy.
No, just breathing heavy.
Potty mouth.
Now where is
dragging the show?
Where's
down.
Chris Kennedy in all this? Because apparently he was 8 games above the leader of the paper.
Yeah, he's keeping track of this.
With the number.
Andy.
Eric, 97, 86, and 9.
Andy.
Asterisk.
Then me, 94, 89, and 9. Tom, 93, 90, and 9.
Andy.
Fred, 92, 91, and 9.
Is there an Andy on there anywhere?
And yeah, below, Andy, 88, 95, and 2.
I'm one ahead of you.
You're really trying
one
to
ahead.
Beat the heck out of this Logan Mankins.
It's the first time I've seen you be gay. So.
I was running from a naked man. How is that gay?
You were running toward him at first.
Actually, running from. That
running
implies
toward.
That he was chasing you.
Actually, well, he didn't chase him, but
no,
he did turn
around.
To him straight and smiled at him. So.
He was straight.
How you doing?
Well, he turned straight.
Oh. I'm into nuggets, y'all. I'm into nuggets, y'all.
Actually, Fred, you got caught a break because you had such a bad week, and I had a bad week, too. So yeah. I could have had a nice lead on you.
What's
there,
the difference between you two right now?
One game.
One game.
Ooh.
Tom is 93 and 90. Fred is 92 and 91.
All right,
battle.
The Ruth's Chris is.
I'm gonna have to start taking it seriously and doing research and stuff. It's crunch time.
Start color coding your emails like Eric. You get first place.
This is usually my time. I'm surprised that last night.
This is usually my time.
I felt
you don't have a time.
I felt good about those picks. I really did.
That's the sad part.
I don't know what happened. You can't talk about it.
He's in last place in both.
Why not? Everything.
I'm in last place in both. Am I anywhere near either?
Listen,
yeah, you're close.
Let's see.
Yeah, you're close. Am I?
In the overall, you have 120 wins.
In the paper, you're close. I don't know about this thing, but in the paper, you're close.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, God, now his numbers don't add up or something.
Paul's gorilla math he does to make him go to
four,
the top every
four
year.
Games.
Is it four games out of third place or fourth
out
place?
Out of fourth place, yeah.
Holy Moses, I suck.
All right, a lot of football left. Okay, let's get to the picks.
You are three games.
Oh, you tried to screw me.
Paul, what's the
first
game that you're
going to
be doing?
I want to recount all year. Go back.
You know what? I'm quite certain that if you did that, you'd come up with different records than the ones I have.
I think I'm leading this, and you just screwed me.
As Tom said, at 4:30 in the morning, it's not always easy. What are you saying over there, Hi-Ho?
I said, what's the first game that we're going to do?
Well, tonight's game, Fred, is the Chicago Bears at the Washington Redskins. Redskins by three.
Before I make this pick, I just want you to ask what we were talking about. A lot of fans complaining that we, quote, took Tuesday off, just so you know, that they couldn't get their fix.
It was Patriots Monday.
No, I know, but, well, then they're complaining we weren't on, I don't know, they were complaining that they didn't get their PFW fix until later
was
in the
Patriots
week.
Patriots Monday on Tuesday? Well, if they tuned in, they would have heard something.
Apparently they wanted us and not those, you know, people
that
make like $1 million a year.
We do need to sleep. WEEI pays a lot of money to take over this
you
studio.
You say that like if they did it, we were going to be on.
Right. Shoemakers.
Yeah. We were sleeping and doing TV shows.
Perillo term.
Okay, I'm taking the what's the spread? Redskins by three.
Yeah.
In Washington.
Yes.
I will take the.
I have injuries.
Okay, tell them.
Oh, Fred, doing
that Achilles acting up again?
Let's see.
Only if it's important
for the Redskins.
He's going to get mad because this guy won't be important.
John Springs is questionable.
I just don't want to hear people who are questionable.
James Thrash is out.
Okay.
Richey Caldwell won't play.
On the other side.
Can you just make a pick, please?
Okay.
He's
going to
get all mad now at the end when we're rushing.
Is doubtful.
I thought he was done for the year. I'll take the Washington Redskins to win because they are indeed the home team.
I'll take the Bears big. The only way they won't win this game is if they have quit, too, because the Redskins are all done. They're cooked. The Bears might be. Because of what happened last week against the Giants. But with the whole Sean Taylor's thing, this week they had to go to the funeral. They had that tough, tough loss last week.
Yeah, they got a day to prepare for this game.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bears just because of that.
Yeah, I was wrong with the momentum going to them last week with the funeral. But I don't know. I don't like Chicago with Rex Grossman at quarterback. So I'm going to take Washington at home.
Yeah, I like the Bears. I think this is one of those games that Tom and I are probably going to lose. But this seems too easy.
Yeah.
They literally had one day.
I like the Bears, too. Joe Gibbs, I think, is pretty much done. And they're already, like, his apologists or people that respect him are already saying, well, you know, if he's gone this year, it's because he's not having fun anymore.
According to Adam Schefter, he's a lock to
games.
Be back.
Yeah, well, that's just what I heard last night at NFL.
That helps. That helps the Cowboys.
So
I agree.
I think that Chicago wins the game. All right.
All right. Carolina at Jacksonville. Jacksonville by 10.5.
Jacksonville to win because Carolina stinks. But I'll take the points because I don't think Jacksonville's good enough to beat up on anybody, even one of the worst teams in football.
Yeah, I'll take Jacksonville to win, and I'll do the same as Andy. I'll take the points. Seen a lot of people already on Carolina this week for some reason, so probably know more than I do.
I can't pick Carolina even with the points. I'll take Jacksonville both ways. Carolina's just too awful a team.
Yeah, I agree. I can't take any points with Carolina. I think that not only they don't have much talent, but they've thrown it in too.
Yeah, you got to go with Jacksonville. Okay, next.
Got to go with okay.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're running out of time here. 35 minutes to go.
Dallas.
We could finish by 1:30.
Dallas at Detroit. Where the home Lions are getting 10.5.
Dallas wins and covers. My boy, Hot Rod Marinelli, just kind of petering out here.
Hot Rods and Peters? What's the matter with you today?
That's what he does.
I'm catering to our audience like
Rhymes
you.
With hay.
My wife calls me Hot Rod.
The Lions are Cowboys kryptonite. All Cowboys fans know that. They're one of those teams, just for some reason, they usually give the Cowboys trouble. It is usually in Texas Stadium where they do that. It's the Cowboys to win, obviously, but I'm just thinking about the number here.
Don't think too long, because Fred's going to get mad at you.
I was going to say, we're going to have to rush through the games now. Fred be all
Terrence
nervous.
Terrence Newman is talking about injuring John Kitna.
The way I do it, I allow for this type of...
Well, did you hear about that, Fred? Maybe, you know...
What happened?
If you listen for a second. Well, Terrence Newman said that they're going to go after John Kitna because of things he said last year about the Cowboys' defense. And I'm worried that thing about Dallas where they're not focused on the right thing. You know what I mean? And it's going to catch up with them one of these weeks. I'll take the Cowboys to cover. I think the Lions might be done.
Good choice. I've been riding that Detroit bandwagon like Andy all year, and they haven't been doing it for me the last few weeks, last month or so. So I'm going to go with Dallas big in this.
Yeah, I like Dallas, too. I just think Detroit's in a free fall right now. Their performance last week against Minnesota was laughable. I think the Cowboys, with 10 days to prepare for this game, avoid that kryptonite that Tom's talking about.
Since Fred didn't want to tell you about this injury, I should mention that Roy Williams is out.
Yeah.
You just hear that on the phone?
No, Roy Williams for the Lions.
For the Lions.
But you're talking on the phone right now.
He's talking to you. People don't need to know that he has a phone to his ear. This is the radio.
I know. Why? Well, who are you talking to?
Don't you worry about it. I thought I'd save you the trouble then.
And he hasn't spoken yet, so he's not talking to anyone. He's listening.
The receiver for the Lions, Roy Williams, is out. That's the reason why I went with Dallas in this game.
All right, well, I'm going to go with Dallas to win, but I'm going to go with the Lions to cover. I think that this is the last time.
Can I move it along, please?
This is the last time I will pick them to do anything this this year. But
this week?
Okay, that's good. All right, here's a big game for you, Andy. Miami at Buffalo. Bills by 7.
I'll take the Bills to win and cover. Miami stays done. John Beck continues to throw picks left and right. And the Dolphins
Is
continue
it true
to
that,
lose.
Miami was favored in this game?
No.
I thought Buffalo was all upset because they were underdogs.
Didn't you just say Bills by 7?
Bills by 7.
Lines don't change that much, Fred.
Huh. The Jets. Okay.
They were at home. That was like 1, wasn't
it? I'll take Buffalo to win, but there ain't a team on earth that I'll lay 7 points with the Bills with, so I'll take Miami to cover.
I think I'm going to do that, too. I don't know. For some reason, I don't trust the Bills either.
Yeah.
And even though Miami's awful and I think they're going to go 0-16, I'll take them to cover.
That's a good point, Eric.
I'll take them to cover.
I am going to do the same. Buffalo to win the game, but I think Miami finds a way to keep it close.
Oh, this is a tough game. I'm going to go with Miami to get off the schneid and win this game.
Oh, geez.
You picked them last week, too, didn't you?
And don't forget, this is Fred's time.
That's true.
So you keep that in mind when the scores are coming out on Sunday. New York Giants, Andy, at Philadelphia. Eagles by 3.
New York Giants at Philly. Eagles 3.
McNabb back?
Is he?
Looks like it.
I'll take the Giants to win. I'm not sold on the Eagles, and if McNabb's back, I'll feel better about my Giants winning.
Well, my 1-12 record with the Giants is at stake here. I can't figure this team out. This week I'll go with them, I guess, because I think Philly stinks. But
you lost the game in the bye week?
Probably. I don't know. I thought last week that the Bears would win and the Giants rally. I don't know what to think of this team.
Yeah, I predicted their demise, their typical end-of-season Tom Coughlin demise. But against this Eagles team, I'm going to have to pick them, especially if McNabb comes back. I think they're a worse team with him.
Did you hear his press conference?
No.
It's just like, you know, there was nothing I could do for the team. And just like, you know, all this stuff that's happened to them, I have nothing to do with. It's the way it sounded. It's like he is something else.
Who is this?
McNabb.
Oh.
He's a sensitive sort. He'd get along well with Eric.
Maybe you could paint his picture.
He'd like to do more than that.
Come on.
Oh,
that was for
see,
McNabb.
Now,
okay, all right.
I'm going to take the
now,
Giants
wait a
as well.
What if, not that he is, but what if Eric was gay?
Then that's fine.
I would imagine if that was true, he would have told us to stop about 8 months ago.
But why is it making fun of him? If you told me that I'd like
you
to stick it in
doing.
Some hot blonde, I'd
you
say, you're right, I would. Doing. Right? So if you were gay and found Donna McNabb attractive,
you're making it an uncomfortable.
That's basically saying, "Ooh, you want
to
have
he
sex
took
with
it to
this,
a different
you
know
level.
What
this very this hot
making
male
work,
athlete.
You're making
it's
the workplace uncomfortable,
what you're doing. Andy. Not everybody wants to be around naked men when they work like you
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Good point.
I ran.
I like the Giants, Tom.
You like the Giants?
I like the Giants.
I like the Giants too. I think the Eagles are done. Okay. What's the number in that, by the way?
Eagles by 3.
I believe I'm losing to this guy.
Definitely taking the Giants.
All right. Oakland is at Green Bay, where the Brett Favre-led Packers are, as Tom calls them, the Brett Fraud-led Packers, are favored by 10.
I agree with Tom. Brett Favre, nice easy spot here. Nice easy game for him to put up some big numbers. And Aaron Rodgers apparently is out, so he doesn't have the backup net to fall on.
What happened to him?
He pulled a hamstring Tuesday. He's going to miss a few weeks. Working hard on the off day or something.
Was in practice.
As Scott would say, that's convenient.
Right. but I think this is an easy spot for
this
the...
This NFL.com is terrible.
Thanks.
They don't even list them.
We've been talking about it all year, how bad that website is, and you've been telling us we were wrong.
And SI Man of the Year rolls.
Yeah, I like the Packers big in this game.
So who are you picking?
The SI Man of the Year, Brett Favre.
I don't know who that is. All right, thank you.
I like the Packers big in this game. Watch out, Ryan Grant playing one of the worst rush defenses in the league. I think cold weather, the Packers get the running game going. He goes for about $1.50, and they blow out the Raiders.
But I want to watch Brett Favre.
I'm going to take Green Bay to win, but something's telling me to pick Oakland with the number.
The Fighting Lane Kiffins?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I can't do that. I like the Packers big in this game, bouncing back after a bad performance against the Cowboys. Big.
I'm going with the leg. I think Packers win, Oakland covers.
All right. What do we got next here?
Is Jamarcus Russell starting?
No.
No.
This actually is a good game. San Diego at Tennessee. Pick 'em.
This is an interesting. Oh, a pick 'em.
Pick 'em.
San Diego at Tennessee. I don't like San Diego's intestinal fortitude on the road, so I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans. I like the way my boy Vince has thrown the ball in recent weeks, and the only issue here is whether the guy on the other end of it catches it. Some weeks they don't. Some weeks they do. When they do, they win. I say this week, they catch it.
Well, I went with the Tennessee last week, gave them one more chance. They won, so I'm going to stick with them, give them another chance. I don't know. To me, this is a huge week for the Chargers. If they can go into Tennessee and beat the Titans, then I think we can start talking about them as maybe being, you know, one of those playoff spoilers for one of the bigger teams. If they go into Tennessee and lose, that's it for them. It's too late in the season to say, well, they're going to start getting it. It's over. So I'll go with Tennessee, but I kind of have that feeling now that Paul's had that maybe the Chargers are turning it around a little bit.
I think they are turning it around, and I don't see that with Tennessee, so I'm going to go with San Diego to win this game.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Chargers, but not feeling great about it. LT had one of those comments like that earlier this week, like we're back kind of deals. I think those are warning signs because they're not back. They didn't play great last week. They played well on the road, but not, you know, it wasn't a great dominating performance over a bad team. I don't think they're back yet. But I agree with Tom. If they can put a statement together and win on the road against Tennessee, which is a decent team, that'd be a good win. I think they have some easier games down the stretch. They could go 11-5 and then maybe be a spoiler.
Yeah, I'll go with San Diego as well to win the game.
All right.
And cover the pick.
Well, I was actually waiting for him to pick Tennessee with the points, but you spoiled us. It wouldn't be unprecedented. Well, you're guaranteeing yourself a win.
I know.
St. Louis, Andy, at Cincinnati. Bengals by six.
I'll take the Bengals because they're at home, and I'll take them to cover because they will win by a touchdown.
I'll take the Bengals reluctantly because the Rams starting to play a little bit better now that they have Steven Jackson back healthy. I wouldn't be surprised if they won the game, but it's on the road, so I'll go with the Bengals, and I think they'll keep it close, so I'll take the number.
I'm going to go with St. Louis to win this outright.
Mm.
I just don't feel confident picking the Bengals against anybody, except maybe Atlanta, but I don't know. I'm going to go with St. Louis.
Now I'm going to take the Bengals. Not feeling great about it. Kind of agree with Tom, but I'm going to take the Bengals.
You just
both,
don't know
both
about
sides.
These teams.
Oh, we know.
Well, I know about them both. I know they both stink. I'm right. just going
yeah,
with the home
they
team.
Come out, you know.
But the Bengals
week.
Have much better receivers than the Patriots. So
that was part of Anthony Smith's little rant
right.
there. I don't know if you caught
they
that irony
against the Bengals. All right, I'm going to go with the Bengals here.
All right, Andy. Tampa Bay is at Houston, where the home Texans are getting three.
I'll take Tampa Bay to win because Sage Rosenfels is playing, and I don't like Sage Rosenfels.
Well, I'm a menace. Last year I had Tampa Bay. I picked them every week. They lost. They were my team. This week I've been picking against them every week. They keep winning. Now what the heck, I'll do it again. I'll take the Texans. I'm sure Tampa Bay will find a way to win.
Yeah, and that's who I'm going to pick. I like Tampa Bay in this game only because I've been riding that Houston bandwagon. It's a roller coaster, actually, all year. I'm picking the wrong games with them. Whenever I pick them to win, they lose and vice versa. So I'm going to go with Tampa Bay to win this one. They're playing a little bit more consistent.
Garcia coming back? Is he going to be able to play? Anybody?
I feel think he is.
He's listed here with a dash next to his name. I have no idea what that means.
That's your website, Fred.
That's the NFL.com.
Yep.
I'm going to take the Bucs, but I thought they had an impressive win last week, even though they were probably fortunate to win. Playing without their quarterback on the road against a team that really, really needed the game, I thought that was a good win. Maybe they got something going. I haven't respected them all year. Maybe they're a little better than I thought. I'll take the Bucs.
Yeah, 3-4 weeks ago I would have taken the Texans. Now I'll take the Bucs as well.
Quick side note for all those Patriots fans over the years who said they get no respect. Did everybody notice that they've added them
yes.
on ESPN to the bottom line news? You know how it says NFL, NCAA,
Patriots
is a thing, and then they just do
section.
Notes on, like, you know, how many points they've scored, their you know, all these different things. You'll see it. It'll come. It's off the screen right now because
it scrolls.
It's
about time.
Yeah.
Wow. It's about time. They're making up for lost time.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Arizona is at Seattle.
Arizona is
Seattle by seven.
Seattle by seven. I'll take Seattle to win, but I'll take the points with Zona. I'll take Seattle to win because Shannon lives in Seattle.
Okay. I got nothing. I'll take Seattle big in this game. Blowout.
This is my upset special for this week. I'm going with Arizona to win this game. Every year, Seattle seems to find a way when they're in contention to lose a game that they should win, and I think this is going to be the one this year, so I'm going with that.
Okay, Tom wants us to watch.
No, the Patriots.
He's showing you that the Patriots is a tab.
Oh, okay.
On ESPN News there.
Very good.
So, you got that, hi-ho?
I thought you wanted me to find out about Colt Brennan.
You got to lead him to the water. You got to push his face down into it. Jeez, pull his tongue out, lap it
that
up for him.
That is cool.
That I'm with.
Cool. I like the look of that.
I'm with Tom
Although
on this one.
I think it should be before
NFL.
NFL. Yeah,
it's big. They're bigger than the league.
Right. Yeah. We are the league.
And that's why those people at the league hate you.
It's why people in Baltimore think what they think.
Yes.
Anyway, I'll take the Seahawks in this game. I think they have a chance to end it in that division, be up by three. I think with three to play, I think that would pretty much put an end to the division race in the NFC West.
What's the
seven
here? Yeah, I'm going to go Seahawks to win, Cardinals to cover.
Well done, Fred.
All right, we move along to Minnesota at San Francisco.
I will take Minnesota.
I believe
I got to look up this.
No points on this
line?
I do have a line, but I want to make sure I have it right because it looks kind of funny.
Six
to
or
me.
Seven, isn't it?
Go ahead. You can make your picks. Go ahead.
Minnesota's favorite.
I'll take Minnesota to win and cover. My boy
went up to nine.
Is running a
That's
little
right.
bit. Ooh.
Nine?
My boy
nine
is
points. I
running.
Thought that was a lot for Minnesota to be favored over anybody.
My boy is running a little bit, and that seems to have settled him down into a nice comfortable role leading that offense. Of course, it helps that Adrian Peterson lines up behind him. And I think they win on the road. I think they're the better team.
That really is something, having your own tab on the stroll. No, that's
all right, they're up next.
I'm taking pink with that. Sure. That's really great.
Pursuit of Perfection they've got underneath it.
Yeah, and then they scroll through all the different things.
Well, so now they're trying to put the kibosh on it.
So he just went from like
now I see what they're doing. They're trying to jinx us.
the man.
I'll take Minnesota to win because the Patriots might end up getting the first pick in the draft if things continue this way. They're not even close. They got blown out by Carolina, but I can't lay 9 points on the road with Minnesota against anybody. They're not ready for that.
I think they will be. I think they're going to win by 14. So I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Giving us the scores now?
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
A little extra. We got time.
A little cocky.
Right. I share Tom's reluctance.
Drop the Y.
I share Tom's reluctance, but I'm going to take Minnesota anyway because I just think that the Niners, you know, except for the week that they decided to beat Arizona and knock me out of the knockout pool, they've been really in a coma the last 4 weeks. So I'm going to take the Vikings. And in your defense, Andy, your boy actually had his best games when Peterson was out. That's when he got it going.
He's been okay. People like to make him at like this punchline, but for a guy that came out of a small school and was forced into a starting role and is in his second year, I don't think he's as bad as people like to make him out to be.
Okay.
Where did he go to school?
Good guy. Alabama State.
When the Colts were doing their thing a couple years ago, they have their own tab.
The man's a menace.
Did ESPN News even exist back then? How long has that been around?
About 10 years.
It's a new thing.
I haven't had it for ESPN News. I haven't had it for 10 years. No way.
No, I haven't had it on my system for 10 years, but it's been around.
Who do you like?
You're not going to answer my question. They didn't have their own.
I have no idea. I don't watch ESPN News.
You know the answer, Fred, because we weren't on here talking about it. You know the answer.
Bill Polian's going to have something to say about
that. You don't think we would have gotten an email if the Colts had their own thing on ESPN? The league wants Peyton Manning to win.
Right.
Now, I can see where there could be a conspiracy, or at least the
appearance of an impropriety.
You know, with the whole last game being on the NFL Network.
I mean,
it really does mean a lot to the network if that game is going for 60.
Yeah, but if I was a fan of anyone else other than the Patriots, which I am, that would drive me insane.
And it's another reason to hate the Patriots.
But you know who else that's driving insane is Bill Belichick.
So the ESPN's getting everything they want.
That's right.
They're driving other people insane. They're driving Belichick insane.
Maybe this week NBC will put it in. They just like during soap operas, it'll say Patriots.
I like it.
Can really tweak it.
All those, you know, those soap opera fan clubs.
All those fan clubs watching at a restaurant like they do.
On the Today Show, Al Roker can give the weather and then give an update on the Patriots.
Sure.
I like it.
Are you going to pick the game?
Which game are we talking about?
He likes the Vikings both ways.
Minnesota at San Francisco.
How did you know?
Because I can pick every game you're going
to
pick.
I
know you're
losing to this guy.
All right.
All right, moving right along. Cleveland is at the Jets, Andy.
That's why we need
the Jets are home dogs getting 3.
Oh, did anybody notice him mumbling, "This is why we need the extra time" under his breath?
Sorry, we have 17 minutes for 3 games, but that's okay.
I'll take the Cleveland Browns to win. They're the better football team.
What was the spread?
3. 3.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's a big game for Cleveland. If they want to be a serious playoff contender, they can't go on the road and lose back-to-back games to Arizona and the Jets. So we'll see what they're made of. I'm going to put my faith in them and say that they win this game.
Yeah, I will too. I think they're going to win by at least 10.
Now,
that's a good point,
if you're
Eric.
A Patriot fan, should you be rooting for the Jets to win? Because they're 3-9 right now. So is the 49ers. You want them?
Yes, you would want. You want them to win a game or two.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I can't root for the Jets, sorry.
Well, you might be wanting to root for the Jets if you're thinking about draft.
You don't root for the Patriots.
Sure I do. Just not when Fred's around. I don't want him getting
Fred's
too giddy
at
over
every
there.
Game, just so you know.
I just don't want him getting too giddy over there.
I know. God forbid I have fun, you know?
I'm here to make sure you don't have fun.
I know.
He's consistent. He's no fun anyway.
I know.
So. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No.
Nope.
Right, next game.
I saw him have fun at Gary's wedding.
Who, Paul?
Oh, yeah.
First of all, he's not even married yet.
Where were we? Oh,
Tom's wedding.
Tom's wedding.
He's not even married
That's how much
yet.
Fun I was having.
He's got to wait till she turns 18.
Oh, for God's sakes. I got Cleveland in this game.
Red King. What?
Fred's Cleveland? Got Cleveland both ways. Go ahead.
Yes, I do.
All right, Andrew. I don't even know why I talk to you. I hate you.
Although
Kansas City is at Denver.
Here's the thing, though. I said it the other day.
Are you on just ADD special today or what?
I'm still on the Jets. I am a little worried about the Jets. They're starting to play a little better.
I thought you just said you were rooting for them to win a couple games.
But I'm saying by the time we play them, if they come out and blow away the Browns, I'm going to be worried.
Yeah,
man, that's
unbelievable.
The Jets coach,
what is wrong with you?
I'm going to be worried next week if they blow out the Browns this week.
And that's just proof that you're going to be worried about every game that they ever play.
Well, I might be. I wasn't worried about last week, and see what it did?
Yep. You're the reason.
Kansas City's at Denver.
What's the number?
6.5. Broncos.
Broncos by 6.5. I'll take the Broncos to bounce back. They're a terrible team. They're not going to live up to any of my hopes, but they're better than the Chiefs.
Broncos big in this game. Kansas City's all done.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Broncos to win. I'm a little torn about this number, though. I'm going to go with Kansas City to cover.
We're waiting.
Broncos big.
Broncos big.
Kansas City's not trying anymore.
You're a Broncos fan. You got to take the Broncos.
Take the Broncos to win and the Chiefs to cover.
I'm off the Broncos. Brandon Stokley has a dash next to his name. I will go with the Broncos.
Both ways?
Yeah.
I thought you'd go with the Chiefs.
That's the first one you got wrong, Tom. All right.
Man, he doesn't like the Broncos. So normally teams he doesn't like, he goes with the other team to cover.
Right. Here's the one that Tom is claiming he's going to empty his bank account on. The Indianapolis Colts traveling to Baltimore to face the whining Baltimore Ravens.
I agree with him.
Ravens getting 9.
I think the Colts win and cover. I agree with them. They made it their Super Bowl last week. They came up short.
Yeah,
they're still sulking. Yeah. No chance.
Yeah, the Colts big. You're going to have to score some points in this game. I don't think the Ravens can do it, and I just think they'll be emotionally down. I heard Bart Scott say something to the effects of how are we supposed to get a something along those lines, basically saying season's over. Thanks for stopping. Thanks for stopping.
Yep. Indy big in this game.
Yeah, I agree.
I got to go. That's sound reasoning. Got to go with the Colts in this game. Okay.
All right. New Orleans at Atlanta. This is the Monday night game.
Can't wait.
This is the game. Are you kidding me? Anyway, the Falcons are getting 4 at home.
How do you spin that game? Like, usually you can find some little angle they
try to
spin.
Well, the only thing I'll say for ESPN is they probably thought Vic was going to be
right.
Right,
that's what I mean. Without him, Bush still stinks.
What?
How do you...
Fred.
Occasionally.
Right. That's enough.
I think the upside of Bush is phenomenal.
But what if the Bush stinks?
What's the number?
Bush has the Saints both ways.
Yes.
I like the Saints both ways. So does Eric. So does Paul. So does Fred.
Yeah. Well, now we've made up a lot of time.
I knew he was going to have something to say when we had 12 minutes left to do one game. Anyway,
all these guys we're going to do is say I like the Saints both ways.
That's true.
It's one of those games where you just don't care about.
The number is 10.5.
Now, I know who Fred's picking here.
I think we all do.
Fred whistles like he's got to think about it.
Patriots by 10.5.
This game, as many of our listeners know, I've circled for a long time.
But you don't have the guts.
Until the season.
Not even to take the points, do you?
Listen for a second, as Fred would say.
He's going to squirm his way out of this.
I think this game plays out one of two ways.
Oh, thanks. Here's the
Patriots win or the Patriots lose.
Patriots lose because I think there's a bet or they blow them out. I don't think there's a close win for the Patriots here in any freaking way. I think there's a chance they shut down Willie Parker because they bounce back from the tough defense. I mean, from the bad effort on defense last week. I think there's a chance that Eric gets his way. They're blitzing Roethlisberger. He fumbles.
Yep.
He throws a pick, and they blow him out. I also think the Steelers are a pretty good football team that do a lot of things well. And if they play their game, I sort of agree with Anthony Smith. I think they can come in here and beat up a tired Patriots team right now. That said, Bill Belichick had his capris on this week, so I'm going with the Patriots to win and cover.
Wow.
Smart move.
What a fraud.
So what happened?
What do you mean what happened?
All year.
You don't listen.
Wait,
this is proof you don't listen.
You said everything. You were the one that said the other day, everything I said has played out exactly like I said it. They're coming into this game beat up, tired, and now you're afraid to go with what you said was going to happen.
No, the one flaw in my little theory is I didn't think the two previous games would be as close with them getting beat up. I think that puts them more on attention. I think that helps their cause a little bit. So I think they come out, they make the plays. Randy Moss makes a couple of those deep catches.
So if they came out and blew away Baltimore and blew away...
I would have picked the Steelers. And just so you know, all year I told you they were going 16-0. I just thought this was the toughest test
on
the schedule.
So take the 10.5. That's the part I don't get.
No, because I think they're going to blow them out.
Okay.
Or lose.
Playing the role of Brian Morey.
Right?
Don't ever say that again.
Well, I haven't picked against the, against the Patriots all year. I think it's going to be a tough game. I like the Steelers to come in here, pull the upset. I'm not as confident as I was when we did the TV show because this Anthony Smith thing's really rubbing me the wrong way. But I don't want to go against my pick now just because of that. So I think they'll definitely cover the 10.5. I don't have any – I think that's a lock. And I think they pull out a tight one.
Hmm. You know,
the Steelers do.
The Steelers.
Wow.
I'm picking the Steelers.
Okay, I know. That's
your
surprised.
Boy, Ben Roethlisberger, gets it done on the road and ends perfection.
Wow. Okay.
What's the weather like? Anybody do a forecast?
32 degrees.
30s,
there's a
cold.
Storm coming. They're
potential.
Not sure.
Really?
They're saying Monday. It's you know, it's sneaking around the chicken coop there. You never.
It could be just like that. Yeah.
Right.
We're on the radio,
but isn't it funny, though, that we're here and Patriots fans are hoping that there is no weather.
Right,
It's so funny when you think about the way this team's been over the years.
That's right.
Like, the Steelers have a better chance of winning if the weather's bad now.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And do you think that's true? Do the Steelers have an advantage with bad weather?
I think so.
Well,
Randy Moss has turned into a dropsy man.
Anything that can slow down Randy Moss is helpful for the other team.
All of a sudden, he's worried that wind is changing the trajectory and he couldn't get his hands in the right position.
It is a reversal.
I'll tell you what, though. Everybody, it seems, is on this kick this week that the Steelers are the team, that this is the week. It's going to end. Historically, and I'm thinking back specifically to the game when New England went to St. Louis a few years ago in the regular season. Secondary was beat up.
Right.
And nobody thought they had a chance against that high-powered offense. Adam Vinatieri goes and throws a touchdown.
Right. 19-0. You make it sound like, I mean, a couple of people picked the Steelers, and you make it sound like this team's got its back to the wall.
All
Come
I'm
on.
Saying, all I'm
got their own tab on the ESPN News.
I'm not saying their back's against the wall. I'm just saying that when they get in situations when everybody thinks that one thing is going to happen to this team, the other thing happens.
I don't think everybody thinks the Steelers are going
to
win.
To be honest
everybody
with you, the first
they're going to go 16-0. So
the only
means...
guy I've seen that picked Pittsburgh was Tom. I got to be honest. With you. I haven't watched everything that closely, but
seen
I haven't.
Merrill Hodge yet.
I'm not
sure
saying he's a Steeler.
Know,
I'm just saying the sentiment in the media seems to be that if there's going to be a week, this is going to be
but
the week.
But that's true.
Not saying that all year.
They play the
not
Giants, the Jets,
no.
And the Dolphins. No, they were saying that about Indianapolis, if you guys remember. That was a pretty good team. That
no, I know, but
a few
Pittsburgh were one of the teams that people pointed
one
at.
One of them.
Right.
But
yeah.
Everyone looked at the Indy game as being
the game. I don't
get
your logic. Move on.
Anyway, all I'm saying is.
You listen to me, do you? Because I've been telling you all year the Steelers game.
I don't listen to you.
And then he
You're
picked
right.
the Patriots to blow him out.
Try it. No, you could listen, too, and you might be
Oh, just
picks.
Make a pick.
Coward.
I'm never going to pick
He's
against
picking
the Patriots.
We
know that. That's why I already wrote down Pats in the book. And now,
what about the cover?
Of course the cover, Fred. I mean, especially
today,
with this Anthony
Junior?
Smith nonsense.
All right.
You know. You can't be going around saying you're going
to
guarantee victory.
Did Fred pay Eric off to take off some time?
I'll slip you five if you kill 5 minutes.
You got to leave room at the end.
I like the Patriots to win this game, Fred, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout, and I like that half point. I'm going to take the Steelers to cover something like 34-24. I think both teams are going to be able to move the ball and put some points on the board. I think the Patriots will come up with a stop. Where I disagree with Tom a little bit is if it's a close game, then I can't pick against the Patriots. Because they win close
home,
games.
Especially here.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
They win close games.
You're right.
I like them. I mean, I think if it's going to be Pittsburgh in this game, it's Andy's scenario. It's a blowout. Although, as Tom pointed out repeatedly, he didn't have the balls to pick it. So
I pick what I think. I don't understand where balls come
from.
I use my head.
This
I analyze
is the way
the game
I think.
And I pick what I think.
And this might not be true with the Patriots. Sometimes you can almost see a team is sitting there for the taking. Now, they were 2 weeks ago. They were last week, and every now and then, it'll go one or two ways. I think Andy might be right.
That's
Patriots
why I can't
might
pick
come
them.
Out and blow them out, but they also might be ready just to – they might be right there for the taking. And the Steelers, in my opinion, have loads more talent than those two other joke teams that they just played.
God, yeah.
So if they come out and play a similar game, then they're going to lose. So
but
we'll see this
you
week.
You just voiced exactly what I feel. They were there for the taking 2 weeks in a row. I just think they're good enough. They're not going to be
there
for the
taking. But what if they are what they are?
Well, then they're just a bad football team because I've seen a bad football team out there the last couple of weeks defensively.
I just don't know.
It's kind of hard to call a 12-0 team a bad football team.
And if you think they're bad defensively.
I thought I'd save Fred the trouble there.
If you think they're bad defensively, I don't know how that changes in 3-4 days.
Well, because Willie Parker. I put down there with Willis McGahee right now. He's not running the ball well. But
well, you know,
that might change playing the Patriots.
I watched that game again last night, and I do have to say, in the first half, the defensive linemen, they were in the face of Bowler. They were close. They were in there. It's not like they were getting manhandled. They were getting pushed up front.
But they were getting manhandled.
But what about
the run?
The 6 yards of carry. Every time he looked up, he was 6 yards.
But they were bull rushing. That, you know, Adalys Thomas was bull rushing his way in. They were just a second too slow. And Bowler did a good job of moving around in there and buying a little bit of time.
He did. And let's not forget, Tom, that last year around this time, Indianapolis was the most atrocious defense, particularly against the run.
Yeah.
And somehow, miraculously, they happened to turn around in a few days.
Well, hey, I know the Steelers are going to have to play a perfect game.
You
know, it's not like you can just come in and beat the Patriots. They are undefeated.
So, and, you know, what scares me about this game is the fact that you can't sell out against the run against Roethlisberger. He will beat you. He's strong. He can move. He's almost a better passer on the run, on the move, than he is in the pocket.
That's the thing I like about him in this game is if a play breaks down, he can keep it alive. A lot of quarterbacks don't do that against the Patriots. They get nervous and they fall to the ground. I think Roethlisberger can keep a play alive.
So the Patriots have to be very disciplined. You know, it's almost like a controlled rush. It's not, you want to kind of keep Roethlisberger on the spot.
Like the Jets did.
Yeah. So, but having said that, I think that it's going to be one of those games where the Patriots will be up, Steelers will feel the pressure, turn over late, and you end up winning by 14 points. So I'll take the Patriots to cover.
And the Steelers also haven't
played well. Oh, wait a minute. I got to get back in and change it.
Steelers haven't played well on the road. So
right.
Obviously,
well, that's
this
another
game will be different
big,
if you're going
but,
in.
But
that's a big problem for my pick.
The bigger thing with the Steelers is not that they play bad on the road. They play down to their opponent.
Well, that
so
would,
I think it's just bad on the road.
If you're going to use that theory, then I think you feel good about the Steelers because they're playing the best team in football.
And,
so they're not playing down to anybody.
No, and I think that is
they're shooting for the moon.
They're going to be giving it their A game.
I just think
they
haven't
bad
played
on the road.
I just think they haven't played well on the road, period.
I can't see the game beatable. It's kind of like that Colts game where I said there's got to be one team that can at least play with the I find it hard to believe that the Steelers are going to get blown out. Maybe they're just a farce. Maybe they're, you know, one of those teams that can't play on the road.
But,
we'll find out.
But in my
Sunday.
Scenario, they really didn't get blown out. They were
no,
down
I
by
know.
Seven.
No, I'm just
you know,
saying. I'm saying if they get blown out, I think I'd be surprised if they got blown out.
I would be too. You know, if it was blowed, one of those.
Blowed out.
Blowed out.
Emmett.
As Emmett would say. All right, that's going to do it. We finished right on the button, as we usually do.
1:57 to go, buddy.
Well, according to my clock, it's not 1:57. All right.
Always will be.
We will see you tomorrow, Friday, here in PFW in Progress. Have a good day.